Hey, I'm in Buffalo, and I'm working at Helium Comedy Club. And after the show, I came back to Josh's house, who was on the show tonight. He opened up the show. He's friends with Mark DeBonis, who I've worked with in the past in Toronto. And now we're back at Josh's house, and we're... How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Somebody just walked in. Of course, I say, how are you? I'm an adult. I'm mature. So we're back here, and we had a fun night tonight at Helium. It's a great comedy club. My heel fell off my shoe, and I think people should know that. So this is the opening to the show. This is what you get. But I can tell you one thing, and I'm going to just... pass the phone around, and everybody can have a final thought, and that'll be the opening to the show. Wow. It could be two words. It could be whatever you want to say. Cool. Words of wisdom. It could be, you know what? Peace be with you. You could just pass it. If you pass the mic because you got nothing to say, it's not a bad thing. It just means you got nothing to say. I'm going to be very disappointed if anybody has nothing to say. I'm kidding. I like that you laughed at my joke. So anyway... I'm going to start. I swear this will be over quick. How long has that been? 129 minutes. Okay. I mean, is that? No, an hour and 29 minutes. Mark DeBonis is here, ladies and gentlemen. He asked me to. He goes, Todd, say my name more. He said, normally I headline. So I was like, okay. Normally I open. That's what I used to tell people. When I started middling, I go, normally I would open. I figured I wanted to go the other way. That's good comedy. Okay, so here's the opening to the show. That, what you just heard, and this, and then I'm going to pass the mic around. This opening represents the show today, because I was in a silly mood. And I guess what? This is the first show I didn't re-listen to see if I said anything too silly. Usually I go through it. Did I sound a little... there's nothing. I didn't even listen to it. Chris made three little edits. Musical. I'm over-talking right now. Fuck. I gotta leave this. I can't redo it. Okay, how long is it? Two minutes. Okay, so I was the first time I was in Buffalo, I ate buffalo wings. Everyone said I had to go to this restaurant where they serve the hottest buffalo wings. You're gonna love it. It's so hot, the skin will fall off your face. I'm like, it doesn't sound like you're selling it. So we go to this place, and we're eating buffalo wings, but it's in the parking lot, sort of, and the guy put up a fence to separate from where the cars pull into where you ate. You know, they had tables set up. He put up, like, a fence. And they go, so you have to sign a waiver if you want to get 10. You know, so everyone's, if you want the hottest, you have to sign a waiver because it's so hot. It could make you, like, whatever. So anyway, I'm eating my buffalo wings and a car backs up into me through the fence. And I have to, like, leap up and jump away. And it broke the whole fence. He wasn't going that fast. He was parking his car. But he literally, I got almost run over. So I didn't have to worry about how hot the buffalo wings are. I almost got smashed with the car. And then the owner came out and he gave me 50% off my buffalo wings. And I thought that was cheap. Give me free buffalo wings, you dumb fuck. I almost got ran over at your restaurant. Hey, if you lose a limb, I'll give you 80% off. But anything under that 50, there's my story. So I'm going to pass it over to you.
Oh. Hello, I'm Patrick. In no way do I support...
condone marijuana usage.
No. I love the marijuana. I just don't support that wings place that you went to. It sounds reckless. It sounds reckless, first of all. It's reckless and it's just childish what they do. They run a terrible business. Terrible business. And now I'm going to pass it along to Megan.
I'm Megan, and I don't trust anybody who orders steak cooked over medium. That's if I'm gonna.
I like it.
Mark DeBonis, ladies and gentlemen. Mark DeBonis. Come on, everybody. Come on. Are you nervous? You don't know what to say. I can tell. I saw he wasn't applauding for Mark DeBonis. I looked over. He's like, God damn it, that microphone's gonna be my way. I gotta have something fucking good. All right, go ahead, Mark.
I thought of this before the chicken wing story, but. Todd lost his heel at Helium.
I give that an A plus. Hey, let me see what time it is. Make sure.
Oh, sure.
I want this all to get in.
3:36.
Is that all?
I'm gonna get
4:52.
All right.
We're still recording, right? Yes.
I can all right. Big picture.
You were great so far. I give everybody an A+.
This intro is longer than my set tonight so far. but I just wanted to make mine a sincere one and say thanks to Todd Glass.
You know what? I'll take it.
For being so cool. I mean, this has been a fun weekend for me. The weather's nice here in Buffalo. It's like 80 degrees almost, and I got my tax check, my income tax check today, and the government did not take it. So I'm having the best weekend of my life. Thank you to Todd Glass for being a part of it.
I like it. Don't get nervous. Take a deep okay. breath.
My name's Colin, and having a pretty fun time with all the guys and the girl, and I'm hanging out with Todd Glass. He seems like a pretty cool guy.
Thank you.
It's my friend Lucas.
Thank you, Lucas. You take it home, Lucas.
Hey everyone, it's Lucas.
This is Lucas's apartment. Also,
he's very professional.
Yeah.
He's very professional, Lucas.
Follow Todd Glass on Twitter at Todd Glass. Check out ToddGlass.com for upcoming tour dates.
Oh, you know what? That was, you know what? You guys, brilliant. Every one of you. You were perfect. Now, if I could just find out how to shut this off. Oh, there we go. Did we get all that? That was 6 minutes and 22 seconds.
Should we play it back?
I think that was a great opening. Today's show, I can tell you this, and then we're done. It's, you know, like I said, it's very, me and Blake were very silly. I hope it didn't turn into a karaoke festival. That what? All right, everybody.
Wanted, pretty much.
God bless you. Anything else? If I give you final thoughts. Final thoughts.
You know, sometimes when the wind blows, I am fucking...
No, that was great. Don't underestimate your intelligence. I over-compliment him, you know. That was brilliant. Are you kidding me? That's right up there. I overly do it. You know I'm being insincere. That's right up there with one small step for mankind. It's not what your country can do for you. It's what your country can do for you. Then there's what you said. I don't even remember it already. All right, everybody.
It was illogical.
It's great.
I'm good.
I'm going to let you talk. The audience is going to hear your voice, and then they're going to hear the show.
I got nothing. I got to stop. Why am I on the hot seat here? It's hot. It's real hot. It's Buffalo.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Everybody, no hands off the table. Well, you can have your hands on the table. This is a cold opening. You know, guess who's here, ladies and gentlemen? Blake Wexler.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to have people. Well, this is... I always like to be the last person applauding if I go to see someone. Like, if I go to a concert, I will applaud till it's obviously it's me. Like, right. It could be 10,000 people, and I'll be like... And I won't stop until the guy on stage, like whoever it is, even if it's a big artist. Hey, come on! Okay, so... This is a cold opening. Go nice and slow. I talk to myself. Cold opening. It's probably going to be a long cold opening today. But this is a special day because sitting in for Katie is Andrew Furtado, ladies
hey.
And gentlemen.
Oh yeah,
how are you?
Oh, that's great,
Andrew Furtado. This is how it all started.
I know it feels really right to be sitting here.
Well, it is right.
Thank you.
Okay. And then Chris is here, as always. Chris has missed... I don't like
those. Those are my fans.
Oh. Chris has missed less shows than me.
That's true.
Like, he only missed one show. I missed two. So that's pretty good.
Well, I wasn't here for like the first four you did, right?
That's true. Hold on. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go nice and slow. You know, Al, there's a thing, it's a podcast, it's called the Alex Cast, and he just celebrated his Alex Cast, his 100th birthday.
The Alex Cast?
Oh, yeah,
the
Alex
Cast.
Oh,
yeah,
the Alex Cast.
Yeah, they celebrated their 100th birthday.
They got 100 episodes.
Yeah, they just celebrated their 100th. Yeah.
100,
that's fantastic.
The Alex Cast.
That's unbelievable.
It's rare that you get a podcast triple digits.
Yeah, no, it's really hard to believe that.
Well, he doesn't like the name, but I think it's great. You know, I like the name, but he said he didn't like the name. But the Alex
Cast. What was the name, Alex?
The Alex Cast.
Oh, it's the Alex Cast. They're great.
It's the Alex Cast.
The Alex Cast. That's one of the ones.
Alex Cast. The Alex Cast.
Okay. There you go, Alex. You know, by the way, this is a Wait. It's there. This is a new character. This is a new character on the show. This character will stop by and talk to us. Only I understand what this character is saying.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Mr. Trolley. This is the trolley from Mr. Rogers. And now, hi, Mr. Trolley. I know. Start nice and slow. I get it. I hear you. All right, that's too soon. Too soon. Anyway,
I like the idea that Mr. Trolley. Always like, oh, that's right. Keep everything clean. That's correct.
Oh,
yes. No. Yep. Keep the lighting down.
Wait, what,
of course.
Mr. Trolley? What did you say? No, nobody's going to move the microphones. Don't you worry. Oh, too soon. By the way, this is a genuine question. But I have a feeling everybody, the thing with the FAA regulations, they said that, I'm not joking. I have a feeling the last time I asked a question like this, it was Fannie Mae, like, is that the same people that make the chocolate? I didn't know if it was the lending institution. I really didn't.
It's okay.
I was pretty sure, but I wasn't positive. Actually, I was pretty sure it was the same. Yeah. But the typo, the FAA, they go, they're going to fix the typo. Was it a mistake? In print? They keep saying they're going to fix it. Do you know what I'm talking about? A typo. Does anyone know what I mean?
I don't. I'm embarrassed.
Somebody listening, well, they keep saying... I don't know if it's like typo means something else, but anyway, we'll move on.
Is that the FCC? Like
the air traffic controllers.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did I say FCC?
No. You said the right thing, and I said the wrong thing.
Yeah. So there's something to do. We'll take a break. When we take a break, we'll look it up, and then we'll come back, and other people listening will figure it out. I have a feeling I don't understand that it's not like a typo. Like, I thought all the trouble with the... traffic, you know, I know that they laid some people off, and that's why, you know, there's so many delays in the planes. But I thought, and they keep saying they're going to fix the typo. I thought, did all this happen because there was a typo?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that could be the case.
They misspelled flight, and they said fight, so all the people have just been fighting each other in the rooms.
I like it. Do you have anything special? Wexler. Let me drink my coffee. Do you have anything for him like that?
Oh, Andrew, can you turn it up on your end?
It's okay.
Wexler.
Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee, because people listening are taking coffee. They take a sip of their coffee with us. We go nice and slow, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a special week. Cold opening. I know other podcasts aren't this good. This is a cold opening. Shut the fuck up.
This is a whole show for most podcasts.
Yeah, you ain't shitting around.
Good sip.
Okay, so... All right, go slower. All right, now let's talk about a few things. Fade that out. Chris, you're going to get, well, I don't know how much time you'll have off, but we're going to talk about a few things. One is, well, where do we, yeah, I know what we'll talk about. I was thinking about something. It started because of the death penalty, because of the Boston bomber. Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
Boston Marathon.
I understand why they have to keep him alive, but I thought the other day it's just funny that, you know, if he needed a liver somewhere, the president's jet would fly it in, you know, keep him alive, you know, and then so we can kill him. And which I get. But I was thinking about something about the death penalty. Are you pro? I asked you quickly before we went on the air. Are you, people are like, this is serious. It's all right. It's okay. This is the cold opening. Are you pro death penalty or against it, or are you still confused?
I'm still not sure. Like, I think that it should be reserved for, like, I guess more of a mass murder. Like, I think that the terrorist should, I think you should get it because there's so much evidence there. But, I mean, but on the flip side, I'm scared of it because, you know, that one time where a guy may be innocent
mm-hmm.
and gets the death, like, that's the scariest thing in the entire world.
Well, taking another sip of my coffee. I almost want to isolate the terrorists out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to still learn. So let's isolate this out of it.
Because that's such an extraordinary thing.
Well, I might be, even with that, I might be no death penalty, but I don't know. But isolate it from that, like when we talk about, you know, here in the U.S., murders or, you know, people that rape people or people that... I got into this conversation the other day with my friend Dana, and I guess what's interesting to me, and you'll understand my stance in a second... I think that the argument that I'm about to make is a lot easier than you believe and I don't. Then we go back and forth. You believe, I don't. You believe, I don't. That's a hard one. To me,
This is almost an easier one. Why do I always feel like in this world, not everybody, but people love to give their opinion when they should divert to experts. And like I've said it a million times, we do it with other things. And I think it's because if we trust our instincts on other things, we see the direct ramifications of the negativity. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, you can have a pain in your tooth over here. You feel like it's over here, right? And you're pretty sure. You tell everyone, you put Ambisol over here. You rub it. Oh, God. You go to the dentist. He goes, it's actually over here. I think it's called diverted pain.
Yeah.
You would never argue. You'd learn. You'd go, well, yeah, I had an instinct. You're allowed to have an instinct. I can weigh in on the death penalty. I can weigh in on, at one point, whether spanking or something like that is right or wrong. But then eventually, do what I do with other things, divert to an expert. And I was, like, surprised with my friend on the phone that, like, she just stuck to her opinion. I get it. Most people will. I thought, well, what is this about? Is this personal, or do you want to have less murderers on the street? So because if somebody said, yes, it's a deterrent and it works. By the way, I truly don't know the answer. Yes, I'm leaning towards it doesn't work. But if somebody – and then somebody would put up the hypothetical, like, what if, you know, you had a child or your mom or your brother? Yes. Everyone thinks I'm going to say no, I would pray for that. No, I would fantasize if somebody hurt someone that I loved – fantasize their death. I would fantasize. I don't know if fantasize the right word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't mean it's right, you know. So I think if it's about, let's say it's in the case, if it's about the person that died, you know, let's say you have a friend that died or somebody died. If it's really about them, or it doesn't have to be a friend, it could be anybody in this world that's
hurt.
Or
was murdered, yeah.
Murdered, yeah, somebody that's murdered. Well, what is the goal? Is the goal, out of respect to the person that's dead, isn't the goal to find out what would work? What would work? And if it's not putting people in prison and – or no, you have to put people in prison. I do get that. The death penalty. I'm talking about the death penalty. I do get that we have to put people in prison. Now, how they're treated in prison is the other argument. Like, I know some people just love to go, no TV. Hey, if no TV worked and none of this and none of that, and people go, oh, my God, since they took away the TV and they don't let them, you know, go outside and no, that deters people, I would be like, bring it on. But why are people uncomfortable just going, you know what, including me, I am comfortable doing this. I do want to do the research. I want to know what experts say. I want to know if they go, it works or it doesn't work or why it doesn't work, and then make decisions based on that.
Yeah, I think the most underutilized phrase is I don't know in general, because if you don't know, then I think a dangerous thing is for people who aren't educated to start talking about like a certain subject, just hardline opinion, not changing it, and then other people will start repeating that, and that may not be the case. So I think in general, like when talking about like, you know, like serious stuff, like in like diverting to experts, I think your opinion and how strong you are with it should reflect how much you know and how much you've researched.
Yeah,
I mean, how much you are, because right. Like if I don't know anything, it's like I don't know. But if like say on this subject, you know, like you've taken a course in it or something like that, then spew that knowledge. And right. Then, but no more than that. But experts, yeah, I think there's no reason. I mean, it's okay to question experts.
Of course it is. It's okay to question or ask questions and educate yourself and even sit here around here and talk for 2 hours about it. But at the end of it, should be like, you know what? But I don't know. I'll educate myself on that.
Right.
And I think people think that type of education is hocus pocus. I mean, there might even be people listening now. I don't know. I've said it before. I always imagine our audience to be pretty bright. But there's probably people that, you know, they just had their opinion on what would work. And even if – and in a case like this, you go, well, experts. What experts? Experts that study this, human behavior, watching the patterns of what we've been doing. And then I don't know why the problem is to go, you know what? I had an opinion, but be able to go, yeah, what am I – I could throw that opinion out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an opinion I had. I'll throw it out, you know? So anyway, that's where I'm at with it. I would like to, you know, when Daniel Kino gets back from China, wherever he's at – I think he's in Beijing.
Hi, he's at the ballet.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That maybe I'll talk to him. Did I make myself clear with that?
Yeah, I think you did. Like, if someone's an expert, listen to the expert.
Yeah, listen to him and then form your opinion around that.
Right,
just like you do. I've said it a million times. With a plumber, you know, you're funny. And I know why. Again, I know why. Because, well, you would say, well, I said with a plumber, you see the ramifications of doing it wrong, so of course you want to have an expert. Well, I don't know. I mean, we do see the ramifications with if the way we treat people in prison or using the death penalty isn't working, we probably do see the ramifications. It's just not as obvious as a sink or a toilet that would flood in your house.
Right.
Believe it or not, you might go, really? In a weird way, probably not. That's, or otherwise people would divert more, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I said I wasn't going to say, does that make sense anymore? Because it delegitimizes if it does. Like, I, you know, like you would never hear Martin Luther King. You know, one day a man will just be judged by his character. Is that right? I'm right, right? That's right, right? Right.
I had a dream, if that's okay.
Is that okay? A dream?
I don't know why I did a Martin Luther King and JFK voice. I had a dream.
I had.
That all men.
Ah. Todd, 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 Todd. Do you have anything like that? Wait, why does that sound so weird?
It's bass.
It's all right.
Oh, I put a subwoofer on his computer. Is that okay? I hit it underneath the shift key.
Try it again.
That's a little better.
I'm sorry. All right.
You have too many bass drums in your band. I've been meaning to tell you that.
So guess what we're going to talk about next before we end this cold opening? Jason Collins?
Yeah.
Jason Collins?
Yep, the basketball player.
Yeah, obviously it's exciting.
It's great.
Yeah, and it's...
well, for people who don't, I'll just tell what happened.
I think everybody knows.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, just in case, real quick.
You never know.
11-year veteran basketball player, Jason Collins, came out of the closet as gay, and he's the first currently playing active athlete who's done that in professional sports.
Yes. And what I wanted to talk about was obviously that... Hold on, let me turn my... related with Marc Maron, I start sweating.
This isn't about Marc Maron, Todd.
Yes, I know. What was I saying? Where I wanted to hit it from. Mm-hmm. I know the topic we're talking about. Yes, it was exciting. And what I was sort of proud about before I get to the problem I have, not with, you know, you'll see in a second, is I was proud that a lot of newscasters didn't just deliver it like it was, you know, they didn't give their opinion. I was really impressed that a lot of them were like, good, it's high time, not worrying, because, hey, let's face it, they know, especially the local news, you think they're the ones that are the most nervous, like, you know, they don't want to lose their base in Los Angeles. They have a lot of people listening who might not think that's a good idea, but they did. A lot of them did. I thought that was really admirable.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this because I think it represents a lot of people. And you know, I'm on to these people. I really am on to these people. When people – this guy – I wouldn't play this. I've said this a lot. I would not play this sound clip of this person if I didn't think it represented a group of people out there. And by the way, not – this guy might sound like a buffoon, but there's other people with better diction than this guy has, but they still echo sort of what he's saying.
The message.
The message of what he's saying. And that's sort of like – Well, why don't we play a little bit of it first?
Why do I turn the radio on today and I'm still hearing about this Jason Collins ordeal 24 hours later than I should be hearing about it? The guy came out. Anyone that don't know, Jason Collins, NBA basketball player, who came out and said he's homosexual. I don't give a shit. I don't want to hear about it no more. But yet, we... talking about all these other people out there, sportscasters, they're praising this guy for coming out. Who gives a shit? It's not like groundbreaking thing. They're comparing it to Jackie Robinson.
Fade it out. The reason I'm fading out is because the quality on it's bad, but we get the gist of it. As soon as he said he didn't give a shit. By the way, yeah, I am going to bring this back to me a little bit. I know that there were a few people that said that even when I went on Marc Maron. It was like, not in a loving way. Then I wouldn't be complaining. The loving way is this. It's a shame he had to do that. But unfortunately, we're at that period where you have to. That's from a place of love. But this guy, it's like, who gives a shit? Sir, let me tell you something. You're not disguising that you're not okay with this.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. As long as you play the fucking game, I don't give a fuck. Because part of understanding it and part of really understanding what it's like to go through that is having the empathy and not that tone in your voice. I don't give a fuck as long as they play the game. I don't give a fuck. you would acknowledge
right.
that, it, first of all, that it should be compared, I think, to Jackie Robinson. I don't understand. I don't understand the backflips. Who was the football player that he made a very pro comment about?
It was Chris
Clouie. Chris Clouie. Chris Clouie, a punter for the Vikings. Yeah, he said something that I sort of, you know, add a little bit to it. But he's like, how fucking exhausting is it when people don't want to compare the two? Like, here's a guy who goes, no, that's not the same. Like, you know how many backflips you have to do to not go, it's not exactly the same. No one's saying it is, but it's, well, it might be pretty much. It might be. But no one's, this guy's not fooling anybody. And people that do that, they go, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. Well, fuck it. I'm tired of hearing about it. No, let me tell you something. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
You're not fooling anybody that you don't, when I say you don't care, I don't mean you don't care. Obviously, it's great. But like, if you get it, you get that, yes, we're in a period where, again, if someone echoed the sentiments of like, God, it sucks that people have to do that, but they do, and it's a glorious day. But, you know, people like this, I figured something out. People that are like that, that think they're fooling someone, let me tell you something. I'm going a little bit off topic here, but the small minority plow past the majority on every issue in the history of this world. The small minority plow past the majority.
They're the loudest.
They get a lot done. And when 30 people, this has to do with don't try to play games to this guy or anybody who tries to, maybe they're not, they want to go, first of all, a lot of them, what they think they do is they go, oh, does that make me homophobic? They think that makes you scared to go, yes, yes. There's different levels of it. This guy, I don't know. I think a lot of people can go, who gives a shit? Why are we hearing about it on every channel? And not be homophobic, but certainly not be empathetic to what's going on. And I'm almost done here. But
no, take your time.
But these people are not fooling anybody. And I know this seems cocky, but the small majority is smarter. And it's almost factual. Because over the history of time, whenever we're fighting to change things, the small minority plow past the majority. When 30 people, I'm just using it as any number,
right,
can plow past 600, do you know how they can do it? They're fucking smarter. I don't know how you can look at that from any other way. When 30 people can plow past thousands and get what they want done, how does the other person on the other side think they do it? So if you don't think you should divert to them, go, maybe they are smarter. They must be, because how do they change things, whether it's women's rights or racial or a racial equality?
Wait, sorry, just for clarification.
You understand what I'm saying?
Who's the 30 people? Are they like in this scenario? Like,
I'm using the 30 people, the small minority that wants women's rights, the small minority that wants racial equality,
right,
the small minority that wants gay people to get married, the small minority. What I mean is not even gay people. Because things change in this world because women didn't get to vote because women wanted to vote. That had partly to do with it, but it had partly to do that men that were intelligent realized they should be able to. But the bottom line is, I might have said that a little wrong, but you know the gist of what I'm saying. So I'm glad you're asking for clarification, because in my head it's always clear. That's what I mean by the small minority, the people that want change. It's not the masses. Do you understand?
Right.
Isn't that the truth?
I think it has been, but now
when has it been the masses? For name something. No, because if the masses wanted it, it would have been done.
Yes, but here's let me say this, and then maybe I'm wrong, but just a poll came out recently that, like, at least I think it's 54% of the American public wants gay marriage.
Yeah, but it took a small majority to get it to that point.
Yeah, to actually take the idea. People may have had it in their head, but it only takes a small minority to force
to get it.
Speak up. Okay,
of course, everything we get to where it changes, which means eventually that small minority can get the majority to think
speak
that
up,
way.
Yeah.
How do they do that? How does that happen? Because they can't use their muscle, and that's when I go back to just the number, because in my Todd Glass head, it's clear. So when you have 10 people that want something and 10,000 that don't, how do those 10 people get it to be where it should be? And I don't know if you're on the other end of it, if you go, well, there might be another way there. You have to use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use your brain. So why don't you trust that they're smarter and maybe go, yeah, they got this there and they got it to where they wanted it. Maybe they're smarter.
and listen to them.
Yes.
I think the grossest part about that guy is, like you said, he's trying to give off, like, oh, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. But it's not the kind of, like, he's not exuding empathy. Like, he literally doesn't give a shit, but in a bad way. Like, he's not like, oh, I don't give a shit about that guy, but being the first, most courageous person to ever do this, first in his sport. Right. I don't give a fuck. He's around the most homophobic people in the world, and he'll fucking mention what he is and, like, be true to himself. Like, I don't fucking care about that guy. Like, that's not what he's saying. He's not complimenting the guy. Like, he's just being an asshole.
Yeah, he's trying to I think he thinks he's fooling us. Like, he'd be going, right. What? I said I didn't give a shit.
It's like, no, but we know what you meant.
We know what.
Yeah.
You were reading into it. You don't have a tone you don't have a tone of kindness or understanding. And
what? I fucking love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you so much.
Yeah, I fucking love you. Yeah.
Like, that guy doesn't love you.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He would get the magnitude. Hey, look, if you talk about it from an empathetic point of view, is that the right word? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, an understanding, empathetic,
and then you
caring.
If you go right to. He was just in his last, he wasn't going to play next year anyway, so it's not a big deal. I can't wait. First of all, if you really think that, don't get exhausted, because you know what? The next guy is going to be, there's going to be other players that come out in
right.
the prime of
right.
their career. What are you going to say then? What person will you give credit to? Because believe me, it's happening. And what I think is great about this, and I do think it's great, is that this is the first time I've heard it talked about as much as, like, because it's sports. You hear it in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, a lot of positive things. I've never heard it. Like, you know, I'm listening. I got my ears. And, you know, I'm like, oh, is this going to be the thing I overhear that's really homophobic? And a lot of positive things. And what I think is going to be funny about this is the first group of people that are going to come out that there are other people wear their names on their shirt.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So, by the way, there's going to be a lot of people. Like I said, I am not a cynic. I get frustrated, but I'm not a cynic. I think, you know, people can be extraordinary and people can be great and people can grow, and that will happen. But I think it's great. I can't comedically help imagine the ones that won't. Like, when a player comes out that has a, you know, huge fan base. You know,
MVP, like most valuable player.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and that's going to happen.
Yeah, and somebody that might have a problem with it might just go, all right, just like when people find out their children are. Sometimes they go, okay, they're forced to see that. So maybe that'll happen. But I love the guy who's going to take the shirt off. I picture like a baby. Like, well, I don't like you anymore.
yeah.
And I fantasize going, oh, come here, and getting right in his face like you would to a little child. Not in an aggressive way. Oh, no. Come here. Mm-hmm. I don't like him anymore. Oh, come here. You like him. You adore him. You went to the store and bought letters and ironed them on your shirt. So you might not like him anymore. But so what you're basically saying is your instincts are that fucked up. Someone that you adored and you went mm-hmm. and bought their shirt.
And nothing's changed.
Nothing's
changed.
Same
guy.
So instead of going, maybe a preconceived notion that I had was fucked up. Because you know what? I'm not dumb. And if I liked him and I liked the way he played, and not only that, I liked his character, I liked when he spoke, instead of that person, which, by the way, there are going to be people that are able to do that, and I think that's admirable, but I think it's fun to fantasize, no, I don't like him anymore.
No, I'm dumb. No. I'm dumb.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm not right about anything.
My instincts are shitty.
Yo.
I love the fantasy. Come here. You love him.
Yeah.
I do not. Oh, really? I don't know that many people that iron other men's names on their shirts.
Yeah, who don't? No, I don't give a shit. Yeah. I just iron people's names on my shirts.
Yeah.
So what? Willy-nilly.
Yeah, I don't. Really?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it was great. And
just real quick, like, people have been diminishing it because they're saying, like, oh, he's not that good. Like, he's not that good of an athlete. Like, and just for people, if you're not that good of an athlete, you don't play 11 fucking years in the NBA, one of the highest levels of athleticism in the fucking world, probably the highest.
Well, look, I know nothing.
And just real quick, I'm not saying it's just like for like just people in general. A lot of people be like, oh, he only averaged like 3 points for his career. The guy was a first round pick. Like he's an incredible athlete, an incredible player. Like, it's,
well, I think what people are saying, and believe me, I agree with you.
Yeah,
believe
yeah.
me. I don't know anything about sports, but there's no negating that he is not like we're saying. Like the
right,
but yes, you're but. No one's negating that to be on the league that long, but he's not what they're saying is like the all-star player that, you know.
Right.
But come on. You know, one thing I try to do on this show, And I hope I can, because, you know, intelligent people that just sometimes do something that can, what I call it, like, you know, I did that. Maybe there's someone listening, I did that. What am I doing that for? Mm-hmm. Give them some praise before, then do whatever you want. If you want to go, you think, or you think he would have done it if he wasn't, or this. But if praise isn't the first thing coming out of your mouth, and by the way, from a lot of people it is, and I want to go out of my way to say that.
Because, oh, yeah.
Because it is unbelievably admirable. And when the world changes for the better and you go right to complaining, it looks like you're not aware of how – it is also a day to be celebrated. But also mm-hmm. to point this out, because some people do exactly what you just said and go, oh, he was going to lose. Or now if he doesn't get picked, he's going to say it's because, you know, the homophobic – can you take a second, and if you did what Blake just said, can you look at yourself and go, what the fuck? I did that. I did that. And fucking just slap yourself.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Let me give the guys due praise,
right.
You know?
And next time that comes up, I'll defend him. You know, like I'll say
yeah.
That.
Yeah. No, I'll shut the fuck up. Yeah, right. Give the guys praise. Because mm-hmm. let me tell you something. I know for me, and I'm in a like a comedic community, and only have been showered around my whole life with parents that were accepting, and I still was scared shitless. And I have comedian friends who could give a shit.
Oh yeah.
The only thing they felt bad for was that I felt I had to hide it, and I was scared shitless. Now a year later, I look back and it's like, fuck, I can't believe I was that scared, but I was. Doing what he does, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you don't realize the pit that was in his stomach before he did that, if you just watch, maybe if he gets a sponsor and you go, oh, that's why he got sponsored, he's going to be loaded. Let me tell you something. That's not what he was thinking the night before, how rich he would be if he got a sponsor, or if you know what I mean, or if he stayed in the league longer.
Right.
That's not what he was thinking. He probably, if you don't understand the pit that he had in his stomach, or at least a little bit of the pit, I worry about the empathy you will have, because in your life, for your children, empathy for your wife or your significant other, or empathy for people you work with, because that's a sign right there. If you don't mm-hmm. understand that you know that was courageous. So good, all good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you stop it. You know what I was thinking, and then we'll. This is. Thank you very much. Thank you. Cold opening. Mm-hmm. Cold opening.
People love a good cold opening.
You know, all our problems in this whole world come back to the not treating people equal.
Right.
Every single fucking problem, and the only and look, I have to get it into my head simply, so maybe it helps someone else. Or, if you had five people in a room, five people. And you wanted to, you know, like you're on an island. There's five people on an island, and you want it to run as good as it can be. Maybe you're stranded on an island. It's sarcasm to make my point. However it happens, there's five people on an island,
yeah, right,
ten
yeah.
people. Would it help if everybody that should be treated equal was? Would that affect anything? Like if there was, would that be better if everybody was treated equal? Would that help things run better?
Yeah.
Would it?
Yeah.
It would?
I think it might.
Let me play the other guy. Really? Why would it make things run
better?
Well,
because then people wouldn't fight. Like, everyone get an equal share of everything. Like, people could work together to make the situation better.
So, if people... So we're not, and we're not talking about people that murder people that have to be treated differently because of their actions.
Right.
So I get that. So, but you're saying if... Because I want to make sure everybody on the island... So, if people are equal and we treat them equal, then everything will run better?
Yeah, because like picture.
By the way,
like,
well, Blake is telling me this. I'm acting like it's hard for me to understand, and I have my fingernail in my mouth. You're like someone that's trying to take it in,
right? That's
so
true.
Explain it a little better. Go ahead.
Well, no, because like each person, you know, they each like can you know treat each other with respect, and with respect, you know,
and it'll help the island run better.
Yeah, like say like oh, people will get their fair share of wood. That like one person isn't getting it.
Can
like,
I ask you a question? Like if we treated two people. Like unjustifiably didn't give him the rights. It would really fuck it up that bad? Would they get mad at all?
Yeah, because that's like, you know, like...
Well, that's the fucking problem! When you break it down to 10 people, it's like, of course! What would you'd walk away from that person and go, guess what Glenn just asked me? If everybody got treated... Yeah, so until that happens, there's never going to be harmony.
Yeah,
there's like, never going to be harmony.
Oh, no, I only treat like two out of the five poorly. It's like, that's 40% of the people. That's almost half.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true with real life, too.
Well, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Oh, you shut. Tell me to wrap it up.
Todd, what's it?
I like. No, that's not something the trolley would say. The trolley right. only says things that I want it to say.
Yeah.
Oh, what? No. Shut up. We've talked enough about Jason Collins. All right. So here's what we do now, folks.
We should get that looked at.
I feel like Chris was over there, and he was like, I'm going to fucking play those sound effects so it makes Todd laugh. And I just like heard it and heard it and heard it. Like, where the fuck did a lamb come in from?
I have a fucking lamb.
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
And I got that off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else I forgot? Buy people in a room, treat people equal. I tell you the truth. Sometimes something will come out of my mouth. I have to admit that when three people can plow past. Do you understand where I made it connect?
I do, I do. Yeah, totally.
Because you're right. We're at a point now where the majority, but it had to get there.
Right, right.
It had to get there. There would, if yeah, it always has to be that way, because if it wasn't, everything would be equal.
Would be the, right,
everything
right.
would be the same. We always start out like that.
100%.
Blake Wexler is here.
Ha ha.
We're going to take a break. Do you know how to do a break?
Yeah.
And Andrew, let me tell you something. I don't... Yeah, I don't feel, I am, oh wait, what, Chris is saying play like 10 seconds or
so
something?
I'm telling him to give me 10 seconds to play something before he pauses it.
So. Well, yeah, maybe we will play something to go to break.
No, I have something.
You do? What do you have?
It's just like 15 seconds.
Can
Ooh.
I pick something?
Sure.
How about for our UK listeners? You know, we have a lot of UK listeners, and I know this is a show over there. I think it's called Father Ted. I don't understand what the words are, but I like the way it sounds, and you know, we're very... We have to get over to the UK. We're huge. I don't know.
I want to go.
I do, too. I'm always jealous of people that get to go to the UK or anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, not anywhere. People
like
in the UK.
Desert.
No, not the desert.
Stay away
anywhere.
From there.
I'm happy. I want to go to Utah.
Yeah.
Or the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our desert listeners.
Shout out to our desert listeners.
It's so hot.
Why do I have the internet out here?
I should have brought water instead of my computer.
I love you, won't you? Anyway.
Are you going to say something about Andrew?
Oh, Andrew. Don't think that I'm not happy you're here. To me, I'm in the presence of greatness. Didn't we talk about this? If it wasn't for you, Chris would have never been here.
Yeah.
I would have never been born.
I never would have found my perfect replacement.
I would have never been born.
I never would have found your soulmate.
I can't.
Edit that out.
We'll be back with Blake Wexler, America.
Yeah.
That was the shortest break in the world. The reason we didn't play the whole song and I'm to George Carlin is because we just got a bad version of it. But I didn't want you to think I forgot. You kid. All right. Enough with that.
Yeah.
So here we are. Blake.
Yes.
Let's introduce Blake to the show.
Hello. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Blake.
Me.
How dare you? I say you.
Oh, I thought we were doing the bit that I didn't know what was right.
Guess what I did again? I read another wish. I can't read the reviews. They said it's turning into a karaoke festival.
Oh my God, that's devastating.
Hold on, shut it off. I want to talk about that more.
It's turning into a karaoke festival.
Now listen, do you know, like, look, here's what I thought about today.
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, listen up.
All right.
I thought about this today. Can you put the tambourine down just because it's making a little noise on the floor, please?
I mean, that is its job.
I think you're overreacting a little with the slowness of how you put it down.
Sorry. It's not a landmine. Yeah. You're just
So anyway, yes, I did. The reviews. And by the way, I know. I'm sorry. We've talked about this a million times. It's like the same thing that I learned in stand up. I'm going through doing this, and mm-hmm. it's like, I go, when am I just going to get it? But then I thought, maybe it's fun to have to conquer something. Because if you have nothing to conquer, well, then you die. So, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I do know.
Like, because I still do. It's like, I get it. And look, people, I love you. I need you with me here now for a minute because I'm going to repeat the same thing I've repeated before. Majority of them are nice. But you worry, even though it's like, all right, well, then that won't be their show. They're not the only ones that thought that. They go, there's probably other people, hey, I love that show, but lately it's been a little karaoke heavy. And then I guess if we keep doing it, then you just won't listen anymore. I guess you just have to hope it's a phase. Right?
Listen, I mean, we can't consciously not do it, so we better hope that we just naturally stop doing it.
Now, if I thought that 90% of the people didn't like it, then I wouldn't want to do it.
Right, right.
Then I'll give you an example. It's like when you go to a great club and perform. Let me tell you something. Comedians don't just make fun of audiences. You know, mm-hmm. that audience sucked. A good comedian takes accountability. But when I'm in a club like the Acme or when I'm in a club like the Laughing Skull in Atlanta or one of the Helium clubs, meanwhile I make it a plug fest to get more work.
Four times a year.
When there's great crowds and a bit doesn't work, I go, nah, it's a great crowd. That bit didn't work. So, oh, what was my point?
Well, that's how you grow, conquering things.
So you still battle that. You think, oh, we have been doing a lot.
Sometimes
of
they are right. Sometimes the critiques are right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But in this case, I don't think it is.
I almost high-fived you.
It's okay.
Okay.
You know what I should do? We should get 5 listeners and then make them the spokespeople.
Yeah. Like, they get elected.
Yes.
We have everyone elect them. Like, listen. They run on a platform.
Yeah,
like,
and then if 5 of them say, Todd, it's too much karaoke, 5 people that love the show. By the way, I'm kidding. I mean, there's truth to this, why this could be fun, but I'll never do it because it would just be horrible. But for comedic reasons,
yeah.
If 5 people that you knew love the show, let's say there's 5 people you see them at the festival, you're like,
Samantha Petunakis of Philadelphia, she owns 3 shirts and has missed 1 episode. So she gets voted into the Congress.
Oh, God. You're great.
I'm all right.
Hey, listen. I think, you know, Lynn Shore.
Oh, yes.
Love him. You know him.
Oh, Lynn Shore.
Lynn Shore.
Oh, Lynn Shore. No,
that's just the one guy who doesn't.
Oh, Lynn Shore.
Oh, Lynn Shore.
Yes, Lynn Shore. Go on.
He's been, by the way, this is not a secret. He's been drinking. And he did a song last week. You know that song, Love and Marriage, Love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I bet he would do a great version of that, right?
Well, he did last week, and it was. He's obviously – he rhymed burden with burden. Oh. And, you know, you hear Chris very disappointed. I want you to know I heard it. He goes, I guess my last name does rhyme with my last name, which was very funny. But he
– it's because he's drinking,
He's so drunk. This is not a joke.
Oh, Jesus.
His last name's Burden.
So far, so good.
Sure, the musical arrangement is nice. That's unprofessional.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Chris Bourbon. Who? Chris Bourbon.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm doing a song Chris Bourbon. My friend Chris Bourbon. Oh,
he can't even.
Yummy bourbon.
He's not joking.
Oh, we all love Chris Bourbon. Hey, Chris Bourbon. Hey,
he thinks
Chris
he's, like, making
bourbon.
A joke, but he's really drunk trying to hide it.
You do so much for the Todd Glass Show that, you know, we thought we should do a
what?
Song for you because you do so much good stuff for us.
It's very vague.
It doesn't even
all
rhyme.
Sound, make all the funny noises. Yep.
But hold on, that's unprofessional. Make all the funny,
funny noises.
Noises.
Like, it's not a clown.
Who does
Thank
all
you.
The little things that we all want him to?
Well, that's true.
That is true.
We love you, Chris. Bourbon.
It's not his name.
You know, he's saying bourbon
hey,
like
Chris
the liquor.
Bourbon.
Right.
But I'm the dumb guy that thinks everyone
yeah,
is
yeah, 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 yeah. Chris Bourbon.
Listen now.
Yummy, yum.
I mean, let him finish
yummy,
it.
Yummy, 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 Chris Bourbon.
He's a person. Yeah. You don't drink him.
Yeah.
Chris Bourbon.
I'm...
Is he trying to say Irk?
He's belching.
Yeah. I'm picturing he's like if he's sitting here, he's looking at Chris like one of those cartoon wolves look at like a person, but in his thought bubble, it's just a piece of chicken. Because he wants to drink Chris.
Chris Bourbon. Listen, it gets good at the end.
Chris Bourbon.
I'm starting to notice a pattern here a little bit.
Chris Bourbon.
I think that's a haiku.
Chris Bourbon.
I think he
Chris
fell asleep
Bourbon.
Singing.
Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon.
His belly's out of his
Chris
pit, like his
Bourbon.
Shirt.
Chris
oh, turn it off. It's driving me
oh,
nuts.
My.
Karaoke festival, my ass. Now, every time I do it. By the way, I do have another musical thing.
I know.
Hey, we give you a cold opening. I talk about the issue that matter.
Hey, Chris.
Quiet. Everyone be calm, especially
sorry,
you.
Sorry, that was my fault. That
can
was
you,
my fault.
Oh, it's, can you, yeah, there you go. I'm more comfortable that way. We're going to get to you in a second.
You take your time.
Thank you. You're good. Him and Tom Martin, they're great to have around. How you doing?
No, don't want me in with him. Right.
Papa Pinata.
Directed by Andrew Patella.
Karaoke night.
Papa Pinata.
I'm actually getting paranoid. What if they gave it one more chance? They go, listen, you know what? I do like Todd Glass. I'm going to listen this week. He goes, let me just go right in about right. And he's listening. You know, he goes, oh, and he just comes right to this point right here.
Papa Pinata.
He's like, motherfucker.
Well, he hears his name mentioned. He hears his comment, and he calls in all of his like friends. Like, guys, they finally listen. They finally read my review. They're finally going to listen to this. Papa Pinata.
Papa Pinata. Listen.
I have a question. What is Papa Pinata?
It's a good explain.
Oh, it's a short film. Starring Todd Glass he's a pinata.
It's very
funny.
He's
a giant pinata costume.
Okay. How can I see that?
Well, actually, it's going to be airing on Sunday for 24 hours on my website. Right now, it's in short film. It's a short film in festivals. Okay. I just went to Kansas City with it. I'm going down to Ventura, and I'm submitting all over the place.
Big media markets.
So I can't really post it anywhere. So I'm just going to stream it for 24 hours since it's Cinco de Mayo. It's like a pinata day.
So Sunday, it's May 5th. Cinco
May 5th.
De Mayo.
Yes, thank you.
Where can I find it?
It's really funny too.
You can find all the information on Facebook, and then it's also on Twitter at Papa Pinata, and it's going to be
spell it just so people know.
Papa P-A-P-A, Pinata P-I-N-A-T-A.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yes.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Boom.
You know I do.
I know.
I didn't like that. The bitch, shut the music off. I didn't like that. It seemed because I do care. Hey, I sat in a goddamn pinata outfit for 8 hours. What more do you want from me?
That's right.
What more do you want from me?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now you know what? That was disrespectful.
This reminds me of the.
That was disrespectful. It wasn't very nice. No, Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning and welcome to Mornings with Blake and Todd. We're going to get you through the morning.
Hey, we got Kathy down there jiggling her tits. Kathy, what are you doing? I'm just jiggling my tits. All right, that's right. Now back to you, Todd.
Fade this out.
Hey, Andrew.
But not in a sexual way.
Hold on. I got to continue. We'll deal with that later. I want you now to play... I guess it's our... It's a special episode today. You know, Blake, last week it was our Hunter's episode.
Right. God bless you. In general.
It was 100th episode. But I wanted this to be a special episode. 101 should be the special.
I guess Todd's been podcasting for 101 shows. And I bet he'll be podcasting for 101 more. Oh, it's kind of like last Friday on the 100th show. And I can't remember what I listened to before. What will we do, baby, without Todd?
You know what's an honor?
What will we do,
I guess I'm like a hero.
Without Todd. Blake and Tom are here to celebrate.
Turning into a goddamn jingle festival over there.
What will we do?
Oh, I like the Hurt's really getting into it.
Andrew.
Shh.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing.
This is a special episode. By the way,
my voice is very deep. Scary.
My voice?
No, not now. All right, listen.
Please.
Calm down. That's calm down. That's
no one has ever said that to me before, that I have a deep voice. Do you remember when?
Well, on stage, you know, your hands start flying around. People think you're
a fucking wounded bird.
They think you. Oh, wounded bird. Do you know what? Do you know who? Now, I see no one's been able to really pump these out, except people have been tweeting me some funny ones. You love, I'm sure you loved Confucius, right?
Oh, yeah, Confucius. Yeah, a lot of very smart things that he said.
Yeah. Then you're going to love Confused-ish.
You like Confucius. Dish.
Yeah, don't wait for your ship to come in. Get a paddle and beat the fuck out of some guy with a boat and kill him and take his boat and then fucking go sailing.
Oh, you're gonna love Confused Dish.
Let me set you up from the beginning again. Get the whole jingle in its entirety.
Sure.
You deserve it.
Okay, cool.
Each Confused Dish.
Okay.
I love it. Confused Ish.
Can I be...
You like Confused.
Make this bit fucking work.
Oh, you're gonna love Confused Dish.
Confused Dish, say, if you're chewing gum and it falls out of your mouth into the dirt, don't pick it up and put it back in your mouth. If it's covered in dirt, take a new piece of gum, put it in your mouth. If you don't have any more gum, just wait.
Oh, you're gonna love Confused Dish.
You know, you can get motivation from anywhere.
Right, really, right.
This bit's taking a turn, but I'm okay with
we'll
it.
We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out, yeah.
You know, you got to take advice from anywhere you can get. Personally, I get my inspiration from, you know, different things. Remember, I'm Confused-ish.
Right.
There's a reason Letterman says it after every one. You know, like when he's doing a bit and they keep repeating. These are things you would not say at a farmer's, you know. So Confused-ish. So anyway, you know, I get my motivation from a lot of different types of places, like sometimes even a poster, you know, like hang in there maybe, you know.
Oh, you're gonna love Confused Dish.
Hey, guys, why don't you play it from the start and let Blake have his due intro.
You like Confucius.
I like that in the background.
If your car gets towed, fucking steal another one.
Oh, you're gonna love Confused Dish.
You want to do better? You want another one?
Here.
You do one more and then I'll get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't like that one?
I didn't like what I just did, no.
Me neither.
I could tell.
By the way, Blake, in all fairness, I don't want... This is the hardest I've ever bit to get a bit to work.
Okay.
And I'm not giving up on it.
No.
I'm not giving up on it. But by the way, that's why I love you, because you're going through this with me. What I'm saying is I'm not throwing out any gems either. Maybe I'm doing a little better than you, but guess what? I've had 3 weeks of coming up with nothing, and this is the most I'm throwing on the table. We're doing these wrong, so wrong, that by the way, that you would think, Todd, people are tweeting them. Because it's hard, and then I have to print it out, and I forget, and I get nervous.
Right.
So I don't want to, you know, then there were some, like, the last 2 weeks, I'm like, that's a funny bit, Confused-ish, you know? I think it's...
Well, here, let's figure it out real quick. Okay, so, sorry, go ahead.
You like Confucius.
We're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love Confused-ish.
Okay, here's what I think. I think that the way some of the people have been tweeting them are like taking a real one and then making it, you know, just a little off.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like, so that's what a lot of people have been doing. But I think it's easier just to have the guy be confused.
Yeah.
He just says things, but that's still hard.
Right. So he's just he's a very confused. Well, let's figure out who Confused Dish is. Like, he's the guy who always lends advice, but it's never right, and it doesn't make really any sense.
He's Confused Dish.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
By the way, the other ways are good too.
I like him not being mean. Like I like a mean thing. Like I just like him being really confused.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I don't want to be rude.
Like that, nothing that he says makes sense. He is Confused Dish.
What's another quote? Give me one. Like, what's a famous one, you know? Like, not famous, like one
the early
small step.
Like, the early bird gets the worm.
Yeah, like the early, but it doesn't have to rhyme even. That's the thing. It doesn't, because then it turns it into a rhyme, and that gets fucking hard.
Who needs it's hard enough already.
So they don't have to be rhymes, right? You know? So it could be like
the early bird gets
the early
worm,
bird,
unless a fucking cat eats it.
Oh, you're gonna
the cat
love
eats the bird.
Confused. You just don't give up. You keep asking.
Like the cat eats the things. Like the bird, because you know cats, they'll eat birds. You don't even have to ask them. They'll just. Oh, just eat a
guess
bird.
What? We're doing it.
We're doing something.
We're doing something.
Yeah. The Todd Glass Show. They're doing something.
Wexler.
Oh, my God. That's just so great.
Can I tell you something really embarrassing?
Hold on one second.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Hand me my leaf skirt.
Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cried, from every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Do you know who that is? You don't know who that is?
The Hanson?
My country,
you know them. You know him.
Is
that Rory?
What's he singing? What is he doing? Why is what he doing funny? And then you'll go, oh my God, and you'll figure it out. What's he doing? Why is this funny?
He's singing from my camp.
He's singing a song, but in a different way.
It's Doogie.
Yes.
Let me take that time, Jen. Oh, we better hurry up. I got to get to Magoobies. I'm going to be there this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. And then on Monday, I have a special engagement at Connie's Rick Rack. Let's hurry.
Special engagement.
You don't understand. Doogie, pause that. I love that. I didn't know that was on the end.
That's really funny.
I didn't
funny.
Know that was on the end. So that's like a great way. They should go see him. Whatever he just said, go do it.
Yeah. I wasn't listening, but whatever it was.
I guess you heard what happened. His beard got stolen.
Are you kidding me?
Middle of the night.
Who
knocked,
took it?
Knocked, someone knocked. I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know. I just wanted to say one thing.
Hold on. Here's what...
It was you. It was just like,
what did I just do?
I asked you to extend the bit. And you were just like, yeah, his beard got stolen. I'm like, oh, really? Who took it? You? I don't know.
Oh.
I was being you, and I was like, I don't know. I had one funny line. Why are you asking me to do another one?
I made the mistake.
Yeah.
You were going with me, and I go, I don't know. That was brilliant. I'm so glad. Not brilliant what I did. Brilliant that
it
you stopped
hilarious.
Me. I'm glad you stopped me on that, because you're right. I go, I don't know. Because I was thinking about something else.
Right, yeah. You were like, you had moved on already.
I had moved on already.
Which you have every right to.
You're right. No, I mean, you're not. You know what I mean.
Right.
Oh, well, anyway. Oh, stop it. He's not overly sensitive.
Hold on. What's up?
Nothing. He just... Where does he get things like this in his head? I don't understand. Oh, he's not lucky. Shut up.
I don't know if I like his tone.
No. He's fine. He's just... Okay. I don't know why he says something. You know what? The way you say Jew sounds negative. No. Guess what? In good conscience, I swear to George Carlin, I can't have the trolley for Mr. Rogers do anything like that.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll do it in a twisted bit. Don't get me wrong. Don't worry, people. I'm not so soft.
Todd, stop cutting yourself. You don't have to prove it.
No,
anything.
I'm a rough and tough.
Todd, stop it.
And he gets one tattoo.
We did that. Oh, you know what? By the way, I'd like to sing a little song.
Karaoke.
Can you lead me in?
Chris goes, this is the lead in.
Oh, dude, start it over. You've got to. No, do it again.
Do you remember how it works? This plays, you talk about it, and then you cue me, and then I play the thing that you start singing.
All right, just start from the song.
Okay.
Here we go. You've got to the universe when it tells. Start it over. I'm doing it again. Hold on, let me. You've got to. You've got to bow to the universe when it's all that you can do. Bow to the universe when it tells you what to do. When I was waiting for you, because I always I pause it out.
Ooh.
To the universe.
I don't know if I now I don't
it's
want to do this bit anymore.
It's got brand new plans for you.
The bit was someone who I like the idea actually. Matthew Grace.
He sounds like he's light on his feet.
Matthew Grace?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It just sounds like he's
graceful.
You know,
he's very
eloquent and
he is.
Smooth.
Well, he's a poet and he lives in nice area. Couldn't think of anywhere exactly.
Villanova?
No. So he
Orange
said
County.
I like singing that song. I like singing that song. So he said, well, maybe the thing could be is like, why do you get to sing that song? I'm trying to think, where do I get to sing this? First way I was doing this bit, I was walking around the crowd thinking, hey, what do you do when you're upset? I go, but what type of entertainer would like walk around the audience and ask people? He goes, well, maybe you're a therapist, but you like to sing. So no matter what the advice is that someone gives you, I just say, can I tell you what to do? So like,
right.
That's the bit. Like you're in my office.
Okay.
And I have a microphone set up and a PA. So don't...
I'll tell you.
You sing right and I sing wrong, so if you add in this one, it might hurt me because you're singing on key and I'm not.
Well, here.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
It's not an insult to you. It's actually.
No.
How
when
about.
You, when you? I might sing a little off, but it
no,
might.
No, what the problem is, it's not the key I'm singing in, it's because, like, our timing's different.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How about I'm the patient and I'll tell you my problem and you tell me how to deal with it by singing that.
Yeah,
and then
that's
I
the
sing,
bit.
I've got to at the end. I just want a solo.
Oh, okay. Well, but I don't know how that would. I don't know if that would. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yes, and maybe I'll put some reverb in your mic and post.
God knows I'll need it.
Here we go. Okay. So, what seems. Do we have. I guess we talk.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. This is a new type of therapy. Should we have music in the background? Maybe
I kinda,
not.
It's jazz
I think
therapy.
Maybe, because like, it's the whole, like, I just walk in. Okay, so yeah, well, let's try it with music. Let's try
okay.
it.
What seems. Okay.
Hey, hi, Dr. Glass. Yeah,
yeah. It's our first time meeting.
Sorry, what is that sound coming out of the.
Oh, it's called surround therapy?
Oh, I kind of like it. Yeah, it's
well,
good.
I used to be a jazz musician.
Really? Well, it makes me feel relaxed, actually. Can I just tell you, I've been having relationship trouble. Sometimes I feel like she just doesn't, you know, respect me, and I'm just thinking about, like, what can I do to just... And there's a lot of things wrong with my life. What can I do to make things better?
Kid, I'm going to tell you something. You've got to bow to the universe when it's all that you can do.
Okay.
Bow to the universe when it tells Blake what to do.
Mm-hmm.
When the change is gone and the plans fall through and there ain't a single thing that you can do.
Right.
Blake's got a bow to the universe. It's got brand new plans for you.
So I've got to bow to the universe when it's all that I can do.
Yeah, like I said.
I have to bow to the universe when it tells me what to do.
Yeah, like I said.
When the change is gone and the plans fall through and there ain't a single thing that I can do, I've got to bow to the universe. It's got brand new plans for me.
Yeah, like I said, you're not listening. You've got to bow to the universe when it's all that you can do.
I think I got it.
Bow to the universe when it tells you what to do.
Right.
When the change is gone and the plans fall through and there ain't a single thing that you can do. You gotta bow to the universe. It's got brand new plans for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Minus the tone. Sorry, I'd be the worst therapist in the world.
Do you understand what I'm telling you?
How? Maybe we should stop.
Yeah.
I thought it would be funny. Family
I think that's way better than the bailout theme. It's just, maybe we should stop.
Yeah, maybe that should be our new...
I think so.
Maybe we should stop. New on the Nerdist. New on the Todd Glass Show, a new segment. Maybe we should stop.
Do you miss bits that go 5 seconds past? Who are we kidding?
Maybe
4 minutes?
Maybe they should stop.
All right, listen.
Flip a coin.
What did you say?
Flip a coin.
Oh, for flip a coin for what?
Sorry, whenever I talk about change.
Can you put that on the floor so it doesn't make a noise?
Well, I was prepared to play it.
Oh. A treat?
I'm trying to be proactive.
You know what? You're doing just a great job. You never
have
to worry. You don't have to worry about anything.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes, let's talk. Whatever happened to the show where we used to talk?
Yeah, I was.
Why does everything have to be bits, jingles, and music?
So I've been working on set for this new job for Key and Peele, that Comedy Central show, and this extra comes up, and it's totally understandable. And just so you know, like when people call extras, they just leave a voicemail about what they're doing that day and what to wear. So the guy comes up to me, and he goes, "Hey, man." I'm like, "Oh yeah, like what do you want to like? What are you here for?" And he goes, "I'm a DVD player," and I just go, "I'm sorry." And he goes, "I'm a DVD player." And he kind of got like an attitude with him, like, "Oh, yeah, I don't really know it. Like, all right, I mean, just go over there." And I looked up, and there, the sketch of the day was Dungeons and Dragons. And people call it D&D. And he was supposed to be a guy who was playing Dungeons and Dragons, so he was a D&D player. But he misheard on the voicemail, and he thought he was a DVD player. And it's like, what did that guy picture? Like, he would just be holding a disc in his mouth like, for the whole thing. But the best part is that he had an attitude. He was just like, "I'm a DVD player."
Well, let me tell you
Can't
something.
You see?
Let me tell you something. Yeah. There's the worst thing in the world is to be, you know, wrong.
And having an
attitude. Yeah, you're confused and cocky, you know.
Right.
Oh, you're going to love confused-ish.
It's true. It's true. A DVD. Yeah, anytime you have a tone, that's why, you know, you shouldn't yell at people because, well, it shouldn't come from you. Couldn't, shouldn't want to treat someone that way. But it also, God, does it. And I've done it. I hope that I keep a control. You know, it's something you work on, you know, when you... We were talking about it before the show. Like, you were trying to raise your mic stand, and you were fiddling and fiddling And I go, "Oh, you just unscrew it." Yeah, you didn't know that. Right. Like, what? There's people that are mad that they knew something before you.
Right.
Hey, look, you learned it, too. Now, I get it if you're telling a 50-year-old 1 + 1 = 2.
Yes.
Wait, does that make sense, what I just said?
It does, yeah, because they should know that. But like, it's, if it's a simple thing, like...
Yeah, but by the way, if they don't know 1 + 1 = 2 and they're 50, well, then there's a serious problem, and you should still be nice. Anything? Hello? Is this... This is talk radio, motherfucker.
Mm.
See, I can do anything. That's why they're jealous. Oh, they're so jealous. They go, "Oh, Todd Glass is all bells and whistles." They go, "Listen to episode 101. Him and Blake talked for quite some time." When's the last time you played jingles as many as they can do what you do?
That's right.
Why don't you do what they do?
That's fucking right.
Yeah,
God
they can do
it.
Whatever they want over there. They talked and talked about interesting things. They took callers. It was like real talk radio over there on the Todd Glass Show, episode 101. Blake and him, they were.
And people say talk radio is on its way out.
No.
I say it's on its way in.
It's on its way in.
That's right.
You're listening to Talk Radio with Blake and Todd. Our How'd you like to win $100 in a cruise? Okay, no. Let's talk about other stuff.
Let's do it.
No to the music. No to the music. This is going to be regular radio.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Chris just acted like he was leaving.
He just snapped his...
Hey, by the way, Chris probably sends in all the emails. More bits and tunes and jingles and whatnot.
That Chris Burden sounds handsome.
Yeah.
And then he attaches a picture to it that only Chris would have. Like a baby picture of Chris. Like, look how cute he was. What are you doing? What is this?
I'm listening. I think.
Well, I think.
I think. How you doing, Andrew?
Good.
Back to Blake. I want you to know I run a tight ship. Yeah, for a second, you thought I was just steering things away. You were in the middle of a story. Now it's back at you. Go.
What if our microphones lit up like you had a light on them when you're supposed to talk? So I'm in the middle of a thing, and then you just hit the other light, and it's Andrew, and then the light goes back.
I tell everyone, by the way, when the light goes off on your mic, I mean Todd wants you to shut up. So you can always tell because people are talking.
But the old-timey podcast version of yourself, it was candles, and you'd have to extinguish. You just throw water on everyone's candles and then light them again when they're supposed to talk.
Oh, I wasn't around then.
I wasn't saying you were. You're Mr. Defensive.
These are old bits. Remember the old bait-and-switch bits? I asked Steve Rosenthal to make me some where people would be like, you know, you would go, and I said, the punchline of the bit was, and I said, "Grandma."
Oh, God, yeah.
Just to think there were comedians that did that. Maybe but me.
People still do. Like,
yeah,
I mean, when people start out, yeah, it's...
That's what I mean. Yes, no. You're right. At one point, there had to be a point when it wasn't an overdone premise.
Right.
But we both know, even 30 years ago, when I got into comedy, it was an overdone premise. Like, people would laugh at each other, go, "Oh, my God, the old, I said, Grandma."
Right, right.
So, because, you know, like, maybe you could... Are you a good... You can read? Because I asked Steve Rosenthal at can read. What type of show do I have? What if some educated person tunes in right there? Yeah, read this. You can read, right? They're morons. Hey, 52% of the world that makes 52% of the decisions. 52% of the world makes 52% of the decisions in Congress and in the medical profession cannot read. Made it up. Made it up.
bait and switch jokes. You want me to read some?
You're gonna love Confused Dish.
You are going to love him, and not just because of the bit. He, once you get to know him, he's such a nice guy. It says it for a reason. So that was the old, I went, the doctor said, pull your pants down. I said, that's weird for a dentist.
When life gives you lemons. Do you like lemons?
Oh,
well, I don't think, was that one? This is, by the way, this bit isn't Confused-ish. I'm just playing
right.
It. I'm just playing that song because I like it.
That was a bait, and here's a switch.
Go ahead.
Joke.
What are
the
these?
Other day, I'm hanging out with some friends, and one of them tries to sell me some coke. He pulls out a bag and says, $100, and I said, Monsignor.
You know what this needs? Music every time they're over, so but not that one. How about, what do we have fun?
Oh, I know.
What? It's got to come right in.
It's quick, too.
What is it? Hey, we
here's a good one.
You know what we have to play? I Want. We keep forgetting to play. And what about this? I feel bit. I think we can find something better. Hold on.
I think you're right.
Mike, Nick, what's his last name?
Jack Nicholson.
His first name is Nick, and his last name is Doofbeck.
We're going to do that bit with Home. I haven't given up on it. He sent in a bit. We're not taking any bits for the next month or so. This is a bit he sent in a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And it, I'm not going to, you know, everyone knows what it is. I won't have to retell everybody. But I have not given up on that bit. I'm going to put it in the folder, my professional folder that I have. This is going to, I'm going to have podcast hangover.
All right, you ready for your, okay. Yeah.
I like it.
I was going to play that off as it's my cell phone alarm telling me to smoke pot.
Okay, hold on. Let's do this bit.
Okay.
I like that song you just had. Go ahead. Do another one.
Okay. Everyone has one or two movie stars that they just, for whatever reason, can't get into. Like the other day, a friend of mine said, I won't see any more movies with Brad Pitt in them. I can't stand that guy. And I said, but Brad Pitt.
La, la, la. Pot, pot. Give us some pot. Forget what you are. You can be what you're not.
You ever see those people who are just clueless with gadgets? Like the other day, I saw this guy struggling with four remote controls trying to turn on his microwave. And I said, listen, man, that works at Best Buy.
La, la,
I totally
la,
said that.
Pot, pot, give us some pot.
I don't know if this is... Read one more. These are supposed to be bad. Just in case.
We should. All right. One day we were all.
By the way, can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah.
Not that this is going to make this funny, or if it's funny, if it's not funny, I don't know. Is this was like 15 years ago? I wrote these with Steve Rosenthal, my friend. I was going through a phase where I just loved to find something that was overdone, but then try to make it funny by doing it way too much. And then if, you know, but so there's
Hold on. You're saying 50 years ago. So now this is you trying to cover up that these are old, but now I'm going to pretend to read one that actually totally disproves. Like that you wrote these yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you ready? Okay. The other day I was talking about that Jason Collins coming out of the closet with sports and stuff, and I was like,
oh my God, I try to cover it. Isn't that crazy that I knew that? What the fuck? That's fucked up.
And then I thought like, oh my God, I should talk about this on the 101st episode with some boring guest. And I was like, what do you think of that, Blake?
La, 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 pot, pot, give us some pot, forget what you are, you can be what you're not.
Hey, bounce your boobies.
Give it a
try. Bounce your boobies. Hey, why don't you bounce your boobies over here? What's wrong? Hey, 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 hey. What's wrong? Your tits aren't any good? Hey, what about you? Hey, come on, everybody. Ah, bounce your boobies. Give it a try.
So that guy's like...
He's tuning in all the wrong places.
75-year-old comic. He's just been doing it for a while. And just says no problem with how does the crowd like? Do the women like it? I feel like they do.
Oh, when he walks around the crowd,
yeah,
women bounce their boobies.
Yeah, But not, it's not sexual.
No.
It's just like, ah, yeah, these are just things that I have.
Yes. Thank you. It's taking back. It's like saying, these are ours and owning them.
Right.
When you hide them and you won't bounce them, people think that's why they're...
That you're approved.
That's the allure.
Right, right.
If you show them, there will be no allure. By the way, there's probably a little truth to what I'm saying, but not that much. Ah, come on, everybody.
Bouncy boobies, give it a try. Bounce your boobies, hey, you know what you like.
Come on, Avery, how about you? Bounce your boobies. Hey, 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 what about you? What happened to my song? I don't know. You know what?
I'm not bouncing my boobies after that.
Are there no more?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were done. Sorry.
Pot.
All right, here it is.
Maybe I should read every one. Let people know what I did.
Okay.
People want to know what I did.
The medical profession is really out of control. The other day, I got into this guy's office. He made me take off all my clothes and bend over while he puts on a glove and rams his finger up my butt. Now I ask you, is a dentist supposed to do that?
La, la, la. So these are already bad enough. I do not need you flubbing right at the punchlines. I mean, that one, I'll tell you what. Hold on, I'll tell you what. And by the way, I'm taking blame too. That's one I read already. And they suck to begin with.
So you chose,
you fucked it up. So
this says 9 out of 1,000. So you chose the best 9 out of 1,000.
Don't lie.
No, I know. Sorry. Don't lie.
Don't lie.
I can't handle
I don't want anyone to think that theirs were the best. You know, try one more. You never know. They say 9's the charm.
Don't you hate it when your drunk friends try to set you up with people?
Oh, I do hate that. I'm trying to save it a little.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, they keep pestering you, saying things like, how about that little slut? Go on, talk with her. She'll fuck you. Finally, I said, Grandma, that's my sister. La, 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 that was pretty funny.
Well, you know, that's why that's the best one. What you are, you can be what you're not. I'm ready to throw these out. Do what I do. Well, that was on my first.
Yeah. Oh. We have a half hour left.
I'll take those.
No.
I'll take. Cool, I was starting a new 5 minutes anyways. That's perfect.
Listen. Calm down, everybody. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I ain't afraid of no ghost. Move on.
I'm trying to think of anything.
So I went to Vegas this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. With Geraldyn and Peter and
Yeah, why'd
Peter
go, too? Oh, wait. I'm acting like I'm talking to you on the phone.
Yeah.
I wanted to know why Peter went.
Right, right.
Yeah. Peter is my manager's old assistant and Blake's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Geraldyn is my manager's new assistant.
That's right. Nepotism.
And and they're friends?
Yeah, yeah. And I've become friends with them, too. They're great. But we went to see Cirque du Soleil while we were there, and it was the silliest. Like, here's the thing that maybe we could talk about is I couldn't stop laughing throughout the entire thing. But it was very artistic and good, but it was, like, weird. But it was – I felt bad that, like, I felt like I wasn't appreciating the art, and there were people there like, oh, we're here to see the art. But I, as a comedian, I'm just like, why is there a baby, like, running around between two brothers who are lifting each other up in the air and a snail? Like, it was the silliest.
Well, it's like just, I think I know what you mean sometimes. Yeah. It's got to be so absurd where you're not thinking that. If
right,
you're thinking
right.
that, if it's so spectacular, you wouldn't be thinking that.
Right.
You
right.
were dissecting it because it's like, well, it's like by the way, no one defies that you can take someone to a magical place. I think if you would go see like other shows, you'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
But just because 10 people pull out umbrellas and open and close them and run across the stage, you know, just because there's movement, I'm not impressed.
Right.
But
right,
by the way,
right.
for all I know, and I didn't see Cirque du Soleil, there's people listening right now going, oh no, what's Blake talking about? That's great.
And I'll totally admit, yeah, totally.
I don't
yeah,
know.
I could be wrong. I probably am wrong.
Tweet at Blake.
Tweet
at Blake. Go the, you know, you know, whatever. Don't send it to the show.
At VP Biden.
At BB Biden. I like, you know what? La, 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 pot, pot, give us some pot. Forget what you are, you can be what you're not. This is Neil Diamond. Okay, listen, I want to talk more. Here's what we're going to do. I got a topic. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I got something I want to talk about.
Okay, cool.
No jingles, no music, no nothing. We're just going to talk to George Carlin.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I'm feeling really excited about it. I think it's going to be really funny. I'm sure.
Well, don't put the pressure on me. I got nothing. I'm going to go over there and look through that jar. No. I don't need any fake laughing when I'm in a lull. This makes me nervous. I'm glad to see you're over there. So we're going to come back. I want to remember what I said. By the way, did you ever listen to the where you go, it's the bit, Motators, Please?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll play that.
Hello?
Oh, hold on. Let me just... Hello?
Yeah, take it.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello?
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 Hi, you're listening to our 101st episode.
Hello? I don't...
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello?
Hey, is this Blake Wexler? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Blake?
Yeah.
Could you ask Todd what kind of shirt he's wearing?
Well, ask me.
Yeah, I mean, you can just ask him. I mean,
ask
you can just
me
ask
what
him
type of shirt
if you want.
Ask
like,
me. You can do it too.
Hello?
I don't understand. Like, yeah.
Hello?
I'm not falling for this. I'm done.
Hello?
You guys, if you want to do it, I'm not. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there I go. I said
hello.
Yes, hi.
This
is Todd.
Hello?
Yeah, your voice sounds different.
Hello? Hello?
Is this Blake Wexler?
Yeah, it's me, Blake.
Hey,
what's going
Blake?
On? Yeah.
I was wondering if you could ask Todd what his favorite kind of pizza topping was.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's pineapple and ham, but
oh,
like,
that's
I don't
great.
Know if he
with
can...
barbecued. I also
hello?
Like oh, yeah. Immature.
Good hello?
Timing. Hey.
Can I bring something up? We were at a party once, bragging, and you ordered four Domino's pizzas, which I love when you do that. But I want to ask you about this choice. You order, because most people would order like one cheese or like half pepperoni or something, but you made them all olive. Four of them.
Well,
all olive.
Well, I'll tell
which
you
I think is fancy, but...
No, I'll tell you the only reason I would do that.
Right. Well, why you did.
Well, unless I'm wrong, you might tell me I'm wrong. If I have people over for dinner,
mm-hmm.
I like having people over for dinner, but I don't like cooking. So I try to find things. I'll create great atmosphere.
Right.
I'll have great music. I'll have a cool campfire in the backyard. But, you know, cooking isn't my thing. I get it that it's, you know, it takes, I mean, I don't mean I get it. It takes patience. And when my friend Gina can do it, she'll come over and, like, if I'm having a big dinner, you know, she'll cook everything. But if it's me, I keep it really simple. So for an appetizer, I just order four pizzas. Put them out on the thing. If there's just olives on them, it looks sort of in squares. It just looks
better.
Better. Cleaner, you know, so that's why. But if I'm having people...
the explanation.
But at night, and I bought some of those pizza, you know those, the wooden pizza, what are they called? That you go into the oven and you get the pizza?
Fuck.
The wood thing that goes into the oven with a handle.
Oh, like a tray or...
the old ones are made out of wood.
Pizza shovel.
People know what we mean.
Right.
I bought some of those.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Todd, I hate to interrupt your conversation, but...
You know what I like to... Sorry.
It's weird. Sandra Van Garden left us a message. Like, I didn't even hear the phone
ring. Play it. I love her.
Hey! Hey! Congratulations on the 100th episode!
No.
In
that
order,
was
101.
I'd like to do a character. It's a new character. This is a character I'd like to call Sandra Van Pepperonio. What? Oh, well, hello! It's on me! Sandra Van Pepperonio! That's pretty good, right? I know, I'm really good at characters. Again, happy 100th episode!
Van Pepperonio. Because to her, like, an Italian person has to have some sort of van, like Van Parmesan.
By the way, or like, what I love about that, it's true to her character. She's
right.
Getting a little more comfortable. She still won't talk to me.
No.
But back into the bit, you know, I'm talking about analyzing the bit. Like,
right, yeah.
That's something she would do. I love that she got to a place like that on the show where she's comfortable enough. But she won't talk to me. But Sandra Van Pepperonio, so silly.
I don't know if this is going to be funny or not. You know, like the pizza, like the things with the pizza shovels that were okay? Because they always like are so graceful with them when they like pull the pizza out of the mm-hmm. brick oven and they look at it and they throw it on the tray. I like picturing like the chef that sees their pizza and they fucking hate it and they just use it as a catapult. They just throw it against the wall or like they pull it out.
Where would that happen though?
Like at a traditional restaurant, like they finally like. They just snap. Like, their standard of pizza is so high that, like, maybe it has, like, a big bubble in the middle of it. Or it's like, so he pulls out this pizza. He's like, yeah, it's perfect. And then he pulls out the next one. It just goes, like fuck! God damn it! A fucking bubble! Why is this fucking pizza yum?
Who is this yelling?
It's the chef. Like, the chef is, like, so graceful. Like,
oh, he doesn't like the pizza that
pulling,
came out.
Yeah, pulling it out of, like, the coal oven and, like, looks... And
do we have any Italian music? So at the restaurant, you hear the Italian music and restaurant noise?
Maybe.
Okay, hold on. Let's do this right. Mm-hmm. We can mark it if we need to. Can you mark it?
Marcus it?
Can you write it down or something?
There you go. Yeah, there's a pepperoni.
Do you have any back?
That's an A plus the pizza roll and the
pepperoni. Okay, well, very softly, and he's pulling the pizzas out.
So he's doing good at first.
No, you don't have to mark it. That was all fine. That was so quick. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so quick. Chris Burden, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Chris Burden, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. How you doing? I'd like to order one pizza.
Ah, yes, one pizza. What kind of the toppings would you like it on? And we got the tamale pescatellis, we got the Lisa Finales, we got a couple of the perfect, the Alonzo Board and the Doodies. Alonzo Board and the Doodies. What kind of pizzaronis would you like? We got the Anthony Gisoni Kilonis. We got the Anthony Kindler. We got, what else we got? We got a co-worker, Joseph Rogoni Rigotti. What else we got? What do you want on the pizza? What's on them, huh? We got the setups. We got the punchlinis. We got, what else we got? We got a couple of the pepperoni. We got the sausage. We got, what else? We have the Parmesan cheese. We got the feta. The feta. We got a purple of the things. We got stuffed crust. We got the flat crust. We got the pan pizza. We got a couple of deep dish. How deep, you may ask? It could be 2 feet. It could be, how many dough do we have? Hey, we back up the pickup truck back to the back of the building. It can be a pickup truck. It can be a U-Haul, a U-Haul, I-Haul. Hey, what else we got? We got a couple of cement truck. We mix the dough in it.
I'm just going to get four pizzas with just olives.
Just olives. All right. We put them in the...
After all that, I come in.
No. Yeah, of course. No. It's the four pizzas with the... All right. First pizza. All right. Cook. And we did a couple of olives. All right. That one's done. Second pizza. Cook. Olives. Third pizza. Cook. Olives. Third pizza. Fourth pizza. That's the last one, right? We put the pizza in. It's just...
No! God fucking damn it! Olives and extra cheese! Too much fucking cheese!
Yeah,
we should probably cut that out.
Cut nothing out. Mm. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to go. Never mind. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to go in for the close. You know what I thought I could end the show with today? ShamWow, even though I've done it, I'm acting a million times. You might think, then why would I close the show with it? And I'll tell you why. You might go, that actually is a good idea. Right now you're thinking, I don't know, that's really weird. Because it would be a great bit for the picture guy to have to put pictures to.
Yes.
That is true.
Right?
Do it. Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, even though it's from the act, but I've never had pictures put to it before. So maybe I'll close today doing that. Right?
It's a good idea. All right.
You would be a good bit. Also, your dad smoking. You just try to bring back all your old bits so you can animate them.
Who was it that had a baby with Mel Gibson?
Let's
play that song. Or I have something.
What? I'm excited.
Todd Glass, Todd Glass. Let's listen to Todd Glass. I think he'll make the people laugh and have themselves a blast. Todd Glass, that's what you...
The famous
Todd
meatball
Glass
routine performed by Blake. You should have heard what we were just talking about on the break.
How much I hated it. how upset I am
here's
at myself.
Here's what I think we both talked about. Now, we don't have to commit, because committing to that's a lot hard. But let's do like 30 seconds of it to show, oh, they did figure it out. I figured you were the guy. You said he kept taking pizzas out of the oven. I got it.
Right.
And one was a little bit off. You know what I mean? Like maybe the cheese didn't turn out right, or the bubbled up and the crust wasn't wide enough. He's such a perfectionist. In my head, the way this bit was, he starts screaming and yelling in the restaurant.
Right, right.
Well, eventually his partner, probably his brother, he tries to tell him, you're ruining business. People are upset. The pizza, it's not that bad, you know? It's like another version of maybe Chris when he does the guy who gets too upset with himself. Right. It's another guy's woe is me. But this guy, difference is Chris's character where he goes, no, I'm an idiot. He's full of shit. Your guy is that mad.
His blow up is bigger than the error. Like,
thank
if he
you
just made the error, everything
right
would have been
so
fine.
So I pictured he goes, he's leaving. The music's
playing. Oh, okay, okay. We're good. We're good. We're
yeah,
good.
Hold on. The music's playing in the restaurant, and the brother eventually locks the door. He locks the door.
Right.
And this one sits in the restaurant. Hold on here. Sits in the restaurant, still complaining, like, everything I do is wrong. I never learned my lesson. Why can't I make a pizza? Start redoing, doubting, opening up the restaurant. But the other motherfucking brother left. He locks the door. So we'll take it right from where I'm going to say you pull the pizza out of the oven.
I like, yeah, okay, so someone had already ordered 4 olive pizzas.
Yes. Oh, by the way, and you went through all that. Yeah. By the way, what I thought was funny about that was you went through every combination of a pizza. Just for me, the fucking guy who gets 4 plain pizzas with olives.
Right. You could have just told me what you wanted. I didn't have to, like, you're like, hey, I'd like a pizza, and I just name every million types of pizzas. Like, I could have just told you what I wanted.
Right.
You didn't have to do that.
Okay, here we go. Okay. A little music in the background, please, Mr.
All right, we got the second olive pizza. All right, we got the third olive pizza, and here comes the fourth. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Hey, it's not a big deal.
I pissed on it.
No, it's not that big of a deal. Turn the stereo off, Frankie. The customers are leaving.
Yeah, then walk out. Then we know more.
Then you know what? I'm locking the door. I'm leaving.
No more pizza. I am putting it down my pants. I make a poo-poo on the PC pizza.
You're going to be sitting all by yourself in a restaurant complaining. The doors are locked.
There must be no more customers because I fucked it up the pie. I pull it out of my pants and I make a poopy on this fucking piece of poopy.
And that was the short version.
Yeah.
So basically, but by the way, the old way, I would have had you done that for
right
like another 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But my voice is going. I taste blood in my mouth.
Hey, turn on. Oh, sure, we'll do a little extra long. Well, 30 minutes is long, but we'll try to do 30 more.
But
minutes.
35 we'll do.
All righty. Well, you're a good day to you, too. That's the problem. Oh, said it misses me. Kids love my show. Demographics, very young. They're the people who buy shit.
That's right, yeah. So I pulled some cards from...
You did pull some cards, and by the way, I thought you really made that meatball bit great.
Yeah. I think it went from a C- to a C.
No, I'll tell you the truth. I think it went from whatever it was at the beginning. I don't know if you could even grade it. The first time.
An incomplete.
I'm going to give you a B+, maybe an A-.
Let's go at B+.
That's a funny bit. Maybe we beat it to death and we did it and we started it over again. But the guy just sitting in the restaurant. Now keep in mind, you did a short version. But what if we would have... we're not going to do it. Yeah. Don't worry.
Right,
George Carlin. Don't worry. But he just sits in there. Oh, my life is so shit.
But like he does something. He gets so gross. And so like if he had just said, hey, it's going to be another 10 minutes. Been fine,
all
but
right,
he
so
pees
listen,
on it.
Here's what we did.
Yeah,
we picked some. Do we have any theme music for this bit? The whole play the whole one. This is theme. We make music just for this bit. Reading cards out of the box.
You like confused?
Well, isn't really.
Oh, you're gonna love confused.
sort of works. Like, you're going to love the card.
Well, these are the bad. I'll read the bad ones
you're
first,
gonna love
these are confusing.
Can you hold on here? Can you, sorry, can sorry. You not put right. the bit, ag- a bit above the... Can you not put the bit ahead of the jingle?
The best show business advice I've ever gotten?
Never
put the bit ahead of the jingle. Fucking ever.
By the way, Blake, that yeah. might have been the funniest thing for me in the whole time I've recorded this show, that moment right there. Like, it's like, don't ever put, like there's some rule to be learned. Never put the jingle.
It was passed down from Steve Martin down to Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, you always do this first. You like I think I can make it work. Hold on, I think I can make it work. Listen, tell me if you see this. The card bit
dish.
The card bit dish.
The card
You're
bit
listening
dish.
You're listening to the card bit dish.
You know, I think I can make that work. Do it again. Remember, don't put the bit. You like Confucius. Oh, you're gonna love the dirty dish bit.
Dish.
I'm lost.
It's okay. Here's what we're gonna do.
Oh, you're gonna love the card bit.
The yeah, card
it's
bit.
All about
card.
I'm
yeah.
fine. Everybody's
you're
fine.
You're gonna love the card bit.
All right, go.
So here's I'm
you
gonna
four,
do.
Here's what you're gonna do.
Guess if these are bad ones or good ones.
Okay, listen though. Always listen. Bill Burr. We got his microphone back over at his house.
Oh,
let's
shit. Did we really?
Let's turn on, God bless you. Let's turn on that mic and just listen to Bill Burr. I don't know what he's talking about. So let's do these cards, rip through these cards, then a little Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And then remember I said I'm going to end with the ShamWow bit.
Well, yeah.
Did I talk about that on the air?
I don't think so.
A bit from my act, I think it would be. Oh, we'll
but,
close.
But if the signal comes in strong from the Bill Burr bit at any point, like we can play that, like just in case, we'll see. But table topics. Who in the room has a tattoo?
I do.
All right, that one's done.
Do you have a jingle, something you could play out like after this?
Yeah, let me find a good one.
Play anything. Anything.
Because I have two good ones here that I want to do. You like Confucius.
Oh, you know what? I have something better. Maybe this is better. Maybe this. It's all right.
Oh my God, I love this. Can I tell you something? After high school, like when we would have like midterms, when you would get out early, yeah. We would blast that song through our speakers in our car and drive around the high school and then just look at everyone and just nod our heads.
Oh yeah.
And just
playing. Yeah. Todd Glass. All right, I'm done. All right, listen, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so what was that all nonsense about?
I don't know. Who even knows? I don't. I'm just a big nose.
Oh, I played that jingle because every time you read a card, we'll go to this jingle. And then you started talking about your high school and you're running around illegally. All I know is you were causing a ruckus somewhere.
Running around, causing a ruckus.
Running around, playing your songs, having fun.
Here's, because there are two good ones that I'm about to read. But this one is like, have you ever had a dream that foretold the future? Because that's not something you casually bring up at a bar. It's like, oh yeah, no, I found out that actually my wife, Cindy, sitting here, we're going to be divorced in a year because she's going to try to murder me. Like, if that's the skill that you have, you don't casually bring it up. It's like yes, I can tell the future, and the government is going to run tests on me.
God damn it. I think that deserves something better than that.
But here's a question that I want to ask you.
It deserves this. Softly. Hold on, folks. Let's stop and enjoy that, what you just thought of. That was great. That was comedic joy, what you just brought us.
Thank God.
I know what I'm talking about, too. You know I'm right.
You get it?
The whole thing about breaking that bit down. Yeah, he goes, that's a card game. And they're casually bringing up, hey, do you have... If you had that, you wouldn't... Oh, matter of fact, I do have that.
Can you cure cancer? Yeah, I can. All right, next question. It's like, oh, wait, you can do that?
You like this music? Because I'll tell you, I need to know why.
I do.
I bought you the band. They're having a tough time. They said for $10,000 they'd play in your yard for a month. I don't know what to
do. The thing is, they need places to crash, though.
Yeah, they need places to crash.
I do have 10 air mattresses.
Hey, who wouldn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't if you have that kind of money?
Who wouldn't? That's how you meet a lot. I know. Here's a guy that doesn't know how to meet a lot of women, but he says he knows, but obviously he doesn't.
Right.
Like, you know. Oh, I wish this didn't crackle. It sucks. What? But I like doing it.
Right, but I like having control, so it's going to
crackle.
Well,
no, he's right. It'll sound better. Okay, you do it there. You do it there. What are we talking about?
The band. Oh, like the guy who like thinks like what he's saying means he can meet women, but he can't actually. No, yeah.
You know what, Blake? You're just the best.
I'm all right.
He goes, you know what I do? I always buy I buy 10 air mattresses, and I put them all over my bedroom floor, you know, because this is the way you get the ladies. And then when they come back, they go, what do you got all the mattresses? I go, I fuck a lot of girls. I just picked you tonight. And they feel special. Obviously, that wouldn't work.
Meanwhile, they're trying to step over the mattresses, yeah. But they keep deflating because she's wearing high heels. So there's just a big fucking pile of deflated air mattresses. We used to have sleepovers at my roommate Chris's house, and we would all have air mattresses. He had literally 4 air mattresses, and our favorite bit to do in the middle of the night was just pull the plug on the air mattress, and then one person would just slowly sink down, and it was such a bummer.
By the way, those stories, I just made a hand motion in the air that made it look like I was controlling that music.
Yeah, it was great.
Like he was taking direction from me. I had a very crisp, my hand mimicked what I thought that sound sounded like.
Behind the motions.
Listen, so what are we talking about?
Okay, so.
Okay, hold on. No, not what we're about to talk about.
What we're
going to
past
talk
versus
about.
Future.
Yes, I see
fucking
you
listen.
To, I see you trying to move ahead in the conversation.
We're talking about like having my friends like sleepover.
What I love about that story,
right.
See, you know, sometimes it is worth the wait.
Of course.
What I love about that story is that's when I'm so glad that I can be a comedian because, you know, that fun of sleeping over and, you know, I remember like, it's like, you don't really have it just represents a great time. I'm not usually a back then person, you know, but I say, oh yeah, if the memories are real, you know, you're not holding on to just some fake, but things were easier then for us, not for the world. I get why the world wasn't any better as a whole, maybe, and it's better today, but it was a simpler time for a kid like right after high school, you don't really have that many problems. You hang out with your friends, you laugh,
mm-hmm.
Now you can drink but you don't really have any troubles of the world yet. Like that's fucking good fun.
It's awesome.
And I got to do that for a long time and I still do and you will too, because you got to choose what you want to do in life. And it doesn't mean it has to be a stand-up comedian, something, you know, where creatively you're around people like
who can play. Yeah,
you know, my friend of mine a long time ago said that. He goes, and by the way, it's not just comedians that get to do that. A lot of people get to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to make smart choices when you're younger so you can go through life, or at least when you should be able to make creative choices as opposed to financial choices. Financial choices don't tend to always lead you down a path of happiness. So if you keep your bills really low and you don't do anything stupid, you don't get into a relationship and you just keep your bills low. Where was I going with this?
Just like being young at heart
being
able to do bits, sleepovers.
Yeah,
and
if you don't overspend or try to, you know, you'll be able to get yourself into a place where you get to do that.
Yeah.
Whatever outlet it is. And then you get to do that forever.
And it's the most fun. Like, why would you stop having sleepovers? Like, for what? You're not doing shitty stuff. Like, it's the most fun thing in the entire world. Like, oh, you know how, like, you have fun with your friends and then they leave?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have fun with them and then they stay and you have more fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the sleepover episode was so fun. Like, we're doing bits all night and then Rory was there. And
you're really breaking it down for that is – But you're right. Sorry. It's like, why wouldn't you do that? But we both know the answer.
Right, right, right.
But why makes it just – you point out – yeah, like – that is true that a lot of people reach a certain age and then it slowly gets, you know, like I get it. Like I could you look at somebody at the mall that was, I could look at someone at the mall that was 35 and go, they're never fucking sleeping over anybody's house.
Oh, yeah.
They decided to go regular.
Right.
There's nothing, you know what I mean? Like you go,
regular is such a funny, someone should come out as regular. It's like, listen, I'm I'm done with fun.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Just like, going to be regular.
Listen, Carl Jacobson has come out, and he's done with fun. Mm-hmm. He will go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock when the news goes late.
And by the way, we're not excluding getting that when you get married. This has nothing to do with that. And
responsibility right.
Responsibility. But what I'm saying is when it's out forever, it's not like we're wondering why maybe, hey, you know, we haven't done that in 2 years. Yeah, you had kids. It takes 2 years just to get your feet back on the ground.
Yeah.
But then eventually you remember to go back to that. That's what we're saying. And by the way, a lot of people do. There's people that don't do that for a little while, and then they go, you know what we need to do? Do one of those things where we all rent a cabin and we go up. Some people do that till they're 70.
Yeah.
It's a choice you make.
Well, look at Tom Martin. Like, he has a wife, he has kids, and he's a great dad. He's a great husband. Yeah. And then he went up to – like, we went up to Arrowhead together, like, for the 2 days.
I think what we're saying is the simplicity – because I think this will at least make it
worse. Yeah, he's too great to include – I shouldn't have included him in that. Like, Tom Martin. Like, he's such an uber-creative person. He's written for a million times. Like, I that was weird for me to even –
I'm a little lost, but
okay.
But I will get this out. This will make
me
sense,
too.
So it doesn't look like I'm just rambling. I think what we're talking about, not just trips together. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing when people go and they all rent their own little homes and they all take trips together, or they rent this gigantic house and maybe. But we're talking about the simplicity, and some people crave this, some don't. There's a lot of people as they get older, they'll maybe take group trips together. But a sleepover, that's what we're talking about.
You're right, yeah.
Like wanting to, like, all in the same room with mattresses. And by the way, there are people like that, you know, that it's not, that think that way. Like, we were going to rent this cabin, and there was, like, one that was big with all these different rooms, and there was one with a loft upstairs with 8 beds in it, single beds.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, how much fun is this going to be? You know? And, like, that was a choice. And there'd be other people you would look at. That was my point. Like,
yeah.
You'd go, they're not doing, like, they're not being silly.
No.
When was the last time this person was silly? But then I see people that are 70 that I can imagine how, and that's comforting.
Yeah, just the giggling and
yeah. It's
great.
Seeing people that are old. Anyway, I'm going to have such a podcast hangover.
My country is a deep, sweet land.
Turn on Bill Burr's mic. I hope he's doing his podcast. That would be so fucking cool.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr. It's the fucking Monday morning podcast for Monday in goddamn fucking April. April showers may bring May fucking flowers. Did you pay your rent? Did you pay your fucking rent this month? I got a fucking... I talked to fucking Bank of America, my goddamn fucking bank, and I ordered new goddamn checks. And they're like, hey, your fucking checks, they're going to be here in 2 weeks.
Turn
I'm
his
like,
mic off. Well, turn his mic off. Turn his mic off.
And I'm so anyway, like, I think that I have a good table topic for you. Is that okay?
Well, you don't have to act like we're not listening to it in the bit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Why am I?
Oh, we're
you know how I feel about Bill Burr. Let's fucking move on.
Yeah, we don't. Once he's done. So did you hear what he was saying?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I
was thinking maybe he wouldn't be doing his podcast.
He's
so
glad
he is. That's the way we'll end it today. We'll just listen to Bill Burr.
He's
if
great.
It's good enough for his show. You know what I'm saying? Like, does Bill Burr have an ending to his show? Does he end? Does he have the final words?
The way he goes is like, all right, that's enough. He says, go fuck yourselves. And then he signs off.
But he does, there is a point in his show where he does his last 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, he always does.
Well, then that's what we're playing on this show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so we'll
perfect.
Just play him from his show. If this end of the show is bad, and I guess Bill Burr had a bad show.
Yeah, and he doesn't. So
that's right.
So you're wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not being negative.
Oh, no, the person.
Thank you.
Mm.
Turn his mic on again. Right.
I'm flying to goddamn fucking Indianapolis. And first of all, I already really don't even want to play that theater. And I'm going
turn
to
it
the...
off, turn it off, turn it off. It's funny for 2 seconds. Theater. Oh, my God. Sometimes you ask me what he was talking about. All I know is... He was complaining about a theater. That's all. You know, what did they do wrong?
Right, right.
I don't want to keep turning it back on. Turn it on just again. I just love when you get a mid-sentence.
Yo, just why don't you just call it a yo? I don't understand why they have this as the same goddamn name. There's a
turn
fucking
off,
string
off,
attached to
off,
a goddamn
turn
fucking
turn his mic off. Turn his mic off. By the way, I love this bit where just getting a little piece of Bill Burr. Turn it on.
No wonder these fucking African...
Shut it off.
what was he going to say?
Who knows?
Did you pause? I think you may have paused it instead of stopped it. So why don't you just press play and then
Okay. Turn
it on Ready? And off real quick.
Soldiers have to use the spears.
All right. I don't want to keep playing chops, but I want to let him enjoy. Let it play. Okay. Let it play. I want to hear what he's saying.
So I'm on a fucking goddamn plane, and the stewardess, if that's the goddamn fucking politically correct term, just flight attendant, sorry, a fucking flight attendant. So she comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, sir, can I get you a goddamn fucking drink?" I'm like, I'll have a scotch, you know, whatever, I'll have a fucking scotch, I'm in fucking first class, who gives a shit? Fucking guy next to me orders two fucking scotches. It's like, what is this, a fucking goddamn competition, you gotta order two fucking scotches? I look, I'm like, are you out of your goddamn, and he goes, hey, so, hey, I'm Eric. I'm like, I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are, I'm in fucking first class. I got a goddamn heated towel over my fucking eyes.
Hold on, pause. Is this stuff he actually said?
It's part... He had a podcast about how, like, some guy wouldn't stop bothering him on a plane.
I don't give a fuck. It's true. And I'm friendly, but, like, you know, hey, all right. Just, you know, Yeah. Here's what I do when I'm on a flight. Because I do expect something.
Well, real quick. He said, hi, how, like, was very polite, but then the guy wouldn't stop talking. Like, was very invasive and rude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I don't want. I like when somebody just goes... They sit down. I like to let them know there's a good energy next to them. So
right.
I always go, how you doing today? As I'm saying it, I hope they also know, don't worry, I'm done.
Yeah.
Just wanted to be nice. And I think they figure it out right away. And I also like when someone else gives you a nice hi.
Right.
And then, hey, how you doing today? That's it. Now, I get some people might go, you can't because then the other motherfucker won't shut up. I've never had that problem.
Right.
So, but anyway, so this is Bill Burr's talking about someone that's just like, oh, please. And I've had that person. Well, like, come on, take some of my signs that I'm just tired.
He was. You want me to just. Can I do the story? I'll just do the story. Like,
should he turn his mic back on?
Yeah, I mean, you know what, just let him tell the story. Just play the podcast then. So this goddamn fucking guy, I'm looking around because, like, you know, I'm looking at the people getting on the fucking plane, and he goes, hey, man, what's your name? And I'm like, hey, I'm Bill, how are you? And he goes, like, what are you doing, Bill? Where are you going? You're looking a little nervous. Are you a threat? Are you a fucking threat to this flight? And I go, no, I'm not a fucking goddamn threat. Would you fucking get away from me? I'm trying to fucking enjoy my goddamn first class flight.
Turn his mic off. Turn his mic off. Well, folks. What fun we have
in former clothes.
I'm hungry. I am hungry. I've been eating. I love this song. I cannot wait to have a band on the road with me. It's going to be fucking sick.
It's going to be great.
Horn player? Pause it out.
Are you shit? Brass?
I would have, first of all, one good horn player. You know what? You have the same guy who plays the drums has to play the same guy who plays the keyboards. He has to play the trumpet or something,
and he pulls it out like, "Holy fuck!" He does both.
Yeah. So you got keyboards. You can put something on pre-programmed while he plays the sax or whatever he's got. Or
right.
Trumpet. He's still there on keyboards when he's needed. Then he could program something in. Then you got the drums, keyboard, maybe bass. Ifs, maybe not. You could just go two. You get three. One horn, you could fucking. I want that so bad.
That'd
like
be.
when you come out of the place, ladies and gentlemen,
bah, 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 bah,
and then you walk through the crowd. Play that Paul Anka thing. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
I like the production of old. This song is fun. I know this is a weird way to end the show, but I heard this Paul Anka song. He in a concert. There's like 25,000 people. Like, I like all types of music.
Yeah.
But I've always liked old school, too, even when I was 15.
Like, big band?
Yeah, and, like, going into the crowd. I don't want it... Too schmaltzy, I think, is gross. But I'm talking about when they're good at it.
Oh,
when
yeah.
It's like a performance, but it's not also Branson, hey, and being phony. There's a way you do it, but it doesn't come off disingenuous. With those performers, when they walk through the crowd and they, like, Paul Anka starts from the back of the room and the spotlight follows him through the audience and he's shaking people's hands. No, the thing today that we, I wanted to go, it was like I said, go like this many minutes in.
Oh, never mind.
That's all right. He thought he meant the old where we go, do you remember the times of your life?
Can I say that listening to this podcast as a fan, underrated, hilarious, is Chris speaking off mic, explaining what's happening with the soundboard. It makes me laugh so hard when listening
off mic.
To it. Yeah, because you're actually. That's Todd paying me for you not to use the mic. But to George Carlin, that is so funny listening like to you do that. Because you are like, it's just like a conversation. But as the listener, you just hear you go like, oh, well, actually, like I just actually. And it's so funny. It's so funny.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm going to now be aware of it.
I don't think you can because it's just through your ear. You won't be able. Because you're going to hear him talk.
I'll forget about it. No, yeah. I know what you mean. Like, especially it's funny like when they have to surmise what he's saying, I would imagine, because a lot of times.
Right, right.
Enough.
Sorry.
Those cards were great, by the way. Anyway. You really brought it home. No, by the way, the thing that's funny about that is I told you to go pull out four, so then I blame you. I try to blame you. Those cards are great. So anyway, I do want to listen to this, and then we'll come back and we'll do something to wrap it up. But I don't know why. I think this might – I just like this walking through the crowd. I love this song. I love the crowd. Just like 10,000 people, and he's just fucking got an orchestra behind him. Orchestra would be great.
Oh, my God. 12-piece woodwinds.
All right, hold on. Keep talking, Blake.
12-piece woodwinds.
Talking,
and then I mean, what else? You got the conductor and a couple of like –
Hey,
turn
on Bill just
a
second. Real quick.
Right. Is he on? Oh. I don't know why they have to keep fucking singing Sweet Caroline
right,
during
back.
The fucking seventh.
He was talking about, did you hear talking about Sweet Caroline? I'm pulling a bit in the bit, like where I'm like, I don't think I was really acting like I was on a podcast. I wasn't just doing a podcast. I was acting like I was doing a podcast.
I think you're right.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Like
you were doing, you're
like sitting back down, like if I was in a movie where this happened.
Your interpretation of what a podcast person would be doing,
right? Like, so I sat back down. Did you hear him on the like? We get a live.
Yes, he was doing the voiceover and the stamps.com.
I'm lost. I'm. Well, the thing is, I'm not too lost because I know that I am lost and I'm able to tell people.
And that's how you get found.
That doesn't make any sense. I like how the orchestra, the rhythm of the trumpets. Listen. Back in Chile, and he's saying it's about being home, I guess. I'm trying to overanalyze it. The bells are ringing. The birds are singing. Love it. Oh. So the music, it goes on and on. That trumpet, like, dun, 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 dun. That's fucking the best. My favorite part. So the music, it goes on and on. Up through the night until the break of dawn. And there's a bird up in a tree. I hear him sing this melody. And so we sing.
Together.
Turn Bill Burr's mic on. Turn Bill Burr's mic on.
Yeah. I fucking get it. I fucking owe you money for my goddamn fucking taxes. But you don't get to fucking tell me these goddamn fucking bank.
Well, folks, I was really hoping we'd go into the descent, listen to that Paul Anka, but it. Let's put that Paul Anka back on. It's my show. I can do whatever.
Yeah,
I want.
You can fucking turn it
what
back.
Am I acting like I can't make?
Yeah, we lost it. We lost
by the way,
the song.
Yeah, let's go back. This song, like, this is a great. YouTube this. It's really great. Like, he comes through the crowd and he can't even walk. Like, people, it's like 15,000 people and he goes through the crowd.
Shaking hands.
And I just picture this. They told him, you know, Paul, you shouldn't go through the crowd. It's going to get crazy. And it does. He goes halfway through. He can't even move. So he does two songs from the audience. Then he makes his way back up on the stage. And I'm thinking, like, I wish I knew, or I can put it on the opening exactly what clip this is. But he goes back to Chile. He's in, like, a stadium. And, yeah, I love the old school, you know, with the band, that bum, 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 bum. And, you know, when he fucking goes in for a close, that they follow him, you know, and they're, like, tight weight with him. When that mic does a one count, the whole band, it's like, shit. I saw him, I love watching really close to him, you know, because I know he had a tantrum once and it became famous on the internet.
Right.
But, like, he went in for a song, you know, and he puts the mic down. You hear him going, why don't we try that again, guys? You're like, somebody's getting yelled at. Or maybe not. Maybe he just had to do it. Anyway, what am I making the guy sound mean for as we go in for the close? Well, and everybody, this is the show. I hope it's not turning into
a karaoke
festival as I play music behind me.
We should have gone to the grilled cheese festival.
They were having a grilled cheese festival. And as I walked the thoroughfare, this is it. There were memories everywhere. He's going back. He's going back. There's memories everywhere. Imagine it. God damn it. Going back to Chile. I only know I fell in love. I guess the answer is up above. This is the end of the show, folks. Remember I said I wanted to end this way?
Yeah.
I still am going.
He keeps his promises.
Yeah, we can do it again. This is how we're going to close. We're going to go the ya-ya-yas again. Singing. I like the way he says that.
Enunciates.
Oh, listen to the trumpets. Picture him walking around the people, going down, shaking hands as he's doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking one fucking hand right after another. Never looks at the people. Looks straight out. Black suit, not a tux. Here we go. My favorite part. The birds are singing. And so the music, it goes on and on. Oh, I love it.
It's great.
By the way, I hope people at home are having as much fun as we are.
It's great. I hear him
sing this melody. Picture you're there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
everybody. That is the show.
No one ever has to hear this, but rumor has it, and by the way, no one has to hear this ever.
Mm-hmm.
To George Carlin, if you really don't want anyone to hear this, rumor has it that you don't have it in you to do that again. Is that true?
They say rumors often are just gossip and not true.
No. Rumor has it that you'd want to do it for about 30 seconds, but no, just rumor has it. But you would get tired. You're like, okay, enough is enough. Like, but rumor has it you don't want to do the whole song and like fucking. It's going to take a while to get to that part where we yeah.
Yeah.
But here's why I'm sorry I doubted you. And here's why I think it'd be worth it. I think people need to really see. I saw it. I love overanalyzing it, but maybe I'm not. Why do I have to self doubt myself? Maybe someone will go, you know what? He's right. I did enjoy it when they played it the final time. And to George Carlin, this will be the last time we play it. But really picture it, you know, walking around. First of all, how powerful would that be to be able to sing? Guy's got to be 75 years old, right? Fucking looks great. Black suit, fucking fitted like a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Takes care of himself, looks good. He's got a wife, beautiful wife in the audience. He's got like a 9-year-old kid. He comes up on the stage and, you know, dad's up there fucking with a 30-piece orchestra behind him.
Mistress.
What he's going to grow up. Paul Anka's going to be around for a long time. That kid, imagine going to school, that's your dad. You know? So anyway, even though if it's old school, people would know who he fucking was.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I think... I remember once I opened up for the Righteous Brothers, and a lot of their grandkids were just like running around through the crowd. Like, they have no idea their grandfathers are the Righteous Brothers. You know, but it was sort of cool to see that age. Just, yeah, they just were running around backstage.
That's awesome.
There's no way they should act. They should run around like it's a fucking playground, and that's what they get to do most of the time, you know. So anyway, am I a little bit going off?
Can I tell you a great story? This is going to make you laugh fucking hard.
Yeah.
I heard the Sklar Brothers in an interview recently, and they were talking about how, like, they still had, like, they had a great sense of humor when they were kids, and their dad had a great sense of humor, and how they had this teacher, third grade, horrible woman, really, really mean. And then during Halloween, she was dressed in a gorilla costume the whole time.
Is this recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really mean woman, gorilla costume. And she was their teacher. And then she's in the middle of class. And then she takes her gorilla mask off. And then one of the squares goes, ah!
How old?
To her face. How like old? Fourth grade. Like fifth grade. Just that was the disgusting part. Not her being good at, like, her actual true face was the scary part of the costume.
Plus, by the way, that age.
Yeah.
If it was, by the way, at a certain age, I don't know, but
that young. having that comedic sensibility. And, like, they got in trouble, and the dad was just like, what did you do? And they told him, he was just like, that's really funny. Yeah. Like, yeah. Anyway, I thought that was hilarious.
Well, it sounds like they're disrespectful.
But you really don't.
That's all I get out of the story.
Yeah. Maybe they should have raised their hands.
Yeah, the Sklars are great, but why don't they raise their hands? What were you going to talk? Oh, by the way, yes, I talking about the those guys that come out. Again, I'm a little bit. I'm going to start saying stoned. So you get pretty descriptive in what you think is so important in every detail. You're not sure if it is, but keeping that into consideration, no, it would be fun to do a live show where I was able to do that, like where I was able to have like a big band or something, you know, even if it's like 12 or something really cool. Because
oh my god, yeah,
when he comes out, like, yeah, that's I like that old, you know, the band's behind you and they learn every fucking, and he goes into the crowd. I love when they enter from the back, like I said. That's what he does. And it's like, so anyway, when you're watching it this time, really, you know, picture it. Okay, can you picture it? I say about 15,000 people.
Hell yeah.
Probably. No, I'm saying it is. No, to George Carlin, it's about 15,000 people. It's this huge arena. Now there's going to be someone that's going to go YouTube it, find that I'm wrong. It's it's
to George Carlin, it's 7, you're picturing 000. That many people.
What?
To George Carlin, it's...
What's this? After all that. By the way, you can stop listening now, so if you're not enjoying it with us, don't be mad at me. Right?
Yeah.
Let's let it breathe. Seriously, turn out the lights and... Hold on, shut it off, shut it off. No. I'm doing you. No. This is the end to George Carlin. Like, turn out the lights. I cannot believe it. They listen to this show and there's people... Right? Walk up right now. Get it dark.
Give them a second.
Yeah, pause the seat and light one candle.
Right.
And fucking close your eyes and may pretend you're there. Sit on the sofa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you blow a fuse? Go down the basement. Flick that... open the fuse box. Flick that fucking switch. Go back upstairs. Unplug your sub... You don't need big stereos.
Hey.
Just use your desktop computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Yes, excuse me.
Yeah. Go right ahead. So what's your problem right now? You're having trouble?
There's a light that won't go off. The switch is broke. Oh, you don't have a gun? Shoot the motherfucker.
Shoot the fucking light out with your gun.
Oh, I'm anti-guns.
Oh, no, I can't.
Grab your godfather's bow and arrow, who lives with you because maybe he's not doing too well financially, or maybe he's sick and he's living in your house.
And put the fucking light out.
Shoot it out with a bow and arrow.
Blake, we're getting silly. I think we need to go back to the basics here. There's truth behind what we're saying. We're asking people to go to a special place. And there were people. I have to surmise there was someone going, he's right, our lights were completely on. Then they've turned them off. There's that person.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
There's more than one of them, but there's a select group of people right now that went, we did what he said.
They're ready.
You're in a group all on your own. You're in a league all by yourself.
A plus.
There's some other fuck nut. Is in the room with all the lights on and goes, oh, I'm not turning them off just because of the Todd Glass show. Well.
Can I say something? Just because his lights are on doesn't mean he's brighter. Now let's play it.
I like it.
And all the memories fill my heart. How did it happen? How did it
guess what? The Todd Glass show, we all went to see this together. Not only are you in the audience, there's 500 Todd Glass show people listening to the show together. We all went together. It was like a live show. My show was that we went to see Paul Anka. Here we go.
Now, granted, we can only get you 5% off.
But we all sit together, and we sit down, and we watch this together.
While listening to the Todd Glass show, and not this.
And so the music, it goes on and on. Up through the night until the break of dawn. And there's a bird up in a tree. I hear him sing this melody. And so they sing. Yeah.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.